It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, Burlington and Plattsburgh. Wings, beer, sports. And by Able Paint, Glass and Flooring. If you need it, they've got it. They're Able. AbleVT.com. And by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington. Online at RJSBurlington.com. The Huddle is now on 101.3 The Game, 101.3TheGame.com, and streaming worldwide on the 101.3 The Game app.
Good afternoon. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, all accounted for. Brady's here, Rich is here, Arnie's here. How you doing, handsome? What's going on, big boy?
I'm fine, although I'm filled with trepidation.
Whoa, you should be.
Yes, wow. I'm getting my big word. I think I used it right. Out of the way early.
You know.
So, how are you today, Brady, my friend?
I'm excited because it's Friday before a holiday weekend.
Hell yeah.
And I feel like take attendance on the text line, who's with us, because this is going to be one of our best shows in a long time.
Look at that.
No Patriots talk?
No, we got a minimal Patriots talk.
Nice.
So, a lot of Dolphins talk?
Nah, no Tua talk today.
Merlion talk?
Maybe in a return.
Wow.
I have a rule with the interns. Whenever we get new interns, I tell them this rule. I say that our goal as a show...
To make Arnie happy.
That's secondary on the list.
I'm sorry. I hadn't been told that.
If we get you popcorn, you're just inherently happy.
Yes, exactly.
So our goal for this show is to be one of two things all the time, either entertaining or informational. If we're not making you laugh or making you smarter, we're doing something wrong. That's what I tell the interns.
A lot of pressure.
Today, I think we're going to be able to do both of those things in spades. Here's what I'm asking for the listeners to understand and for you guys to go with. We need to have one serious topic per hour, and the rest of it, I feel like, is going to be of the entertaining variety. So you got to give me one serious topic per hour, and the rest is going to be fun.
One Tom Brady segment per hour.
No, not even Tom. One Bill Belichick segment.
Cool.
One on the new onside kick.
We haven't really talked about this, but if I brought this up, let me know. I think UVM should go to a better conference. That's not one. That's not going to be a serious conference. Serious topic. That's not what you want to get to.
Is hockey in here? We're going to talk hockey on this 85-degree sunny day.
Nope.
It is gorgeous.
Well, we're going to talk about Aaron Judge's girlfriend's arrest video. That's out.
I love that you have the audio on that.
The video. We got the whole video.
Yeah, but I mean, video doesn't matter in this.
No,
setup.
Okay, fine. You're right. On the website, we have the full video. The new onside kick rule, which I want to talk about. We'll get into Arnie's frat brother, Keg.
Yes, Keggy is going to join us.
He's stopping by for Family and Friends Talk Friday. Some good stuff from Colin on Belichick. But first, we talked about this. Go ahead.
Well, did you bring up? I was right. Look, Ric Flair didn't die, but there's no Champlain Valley Fair this year.
Yeah, you guessed right.
I thought I had seen it before. So, no fair though.
Announced it.
So, I know that, but
no
I was just, about to say though, as I see the numbers, I'm starting to think that maybe they should have waited a little bit longer. I'm kind of bummed about it. I mean, this was going to be number 99.
Yep.
And then is next year going to be 100 or is it going to still be 99?
I would assume next year will be number 99
again. That's right.
No.
So we have to wait to 2022 for the 100th year.
The first time in 100 years it's been canceled.
Well,
look, I like the fair. It's always incredibly hot, but it's great at the end of the summer. I've been to concerts there each of the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I love going to the fair. Didn't you go to the Demolition Derby
last year? I went to the Demolition Derby last year, and I really wanted to get a car in there. I love the fair. I know. I've gone every year since I've been here. Even when I'm not working with the station, I'm bummed out about it. I love going
to
that.
Can you imagine? Talk about putting a target on your car. Put Arnie's face on the side of a Demolition Derby car.
And you know what bums me out? Every year we talk about me getting get one of those nice hats from one of the booths out there.
I'm gonna really miss that segment.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna be able to get the hat this year.
I want my Indiana Jones hat.
Yes, that's right. Jones hat. And I never get it.
And then on day 10, I don't think I'm gonna get it.
I'm not gonna get it. Doesn't look good on me.
Right into the text line, Rams fan Ralph simply put the word fart. What does that mean?
It was from yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, that's from yesterday.
All right. Dale's here.
They're
checking in. Sam says no fair in Plattsburgh either. And Ben in Alberg says, can we still drop off gifts for you at the station? I would say let us know in advance and put it on the porch.
I would say that or call Aaron at the front desk. But I don't think we need anything.
Well, money.
Sure we do.
Money.
What do we need?
Drop off a couple hundreds.
Yeah.
I don't think that we need. Well, sure we need that. But I'd settle for a slice of pizza.
Yeah, pay for the alcohol this weekend.
You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. So what do you just... I'm going to buy a million 30s of Budweiser.
Don't put it past me this weekend. I mean, have you seen the forecast? It just goes on and on.
I have, but don't Don't do this. Don't do what you're doing now.
What? Oh. It's only six after, and you said there's nothing serious.
No,
on the show.
No, it's not that. It's just don't butter me up with talk about good weather and holiday weekends.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This was a nothing interview. You're overreacting.
No, we're not.
Been talking about it. You should have seen the text I was getting. It was terrifying.
I'm furious at you. I am furious at you.
So we have to do a little reset here for the crowd that wasn't listening to us on Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
I don't know if I can control myself emotionally right now.
Well, can I reset the story
first? Yes,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm very upset.
Okay. So on Wednesday, we had taped interviews. We don't tape a lot of interviews, but we had two taped interviews for 11 and 11:30.
Yes.
The guys over at WVMT who share the studio with us callously and selfishly didn't tell us that they wanted to air the governor's press conference starting at 11 o'clock. So we all get here. We're ready to do the interview at 11 o'clock. And boom, we can't do the taped interviews because they're airing the governor's press conference. They didn't send an email, no asking permission, no, hey, we're going to do this. No.
Weasels.
So that was completely dead set.
Horrible.
Wrong. Horrible. Yeah. So then I had to do the interviews by myself, and the interviews I hope were fine, but you guys weren't in them, and that's not as entertaining when we're not all there. So I'm mad at the WVMT guys. They decided to go on the air this morning, play back our audio talking about them, and they've decided to try to escalate this into full station on station rivalry.
No! Are you serious?
Well, and guess who they dragged into it?
So then they brought Rich in, but here's kind of the opening salvos of it all. Here was Marcus Serta of WVMT's The Drive with Marcus and Kurt on WVMT. This is them kind of calling us out here. This is relatively benign, but this is where it starts.
I mean, come on. I will admit my part. Things were flying at a million miles per hour that day. I'm sorry. I did not do a good job of communicating to Brady that we were going to do that, that we were going to broadcast the governor's press conference. So that's on me. Totally get that. That's on me. But whoa, come on now. You want to air these grievances on air? Fine. Let's bring it.
Yeah, let's bring it is right.
Wow. He sounds upset. Is that the younger one that looks older than us? Is that who that? I'm just trying to get everybody involved. Is that who that is?
Going nowhere near that.
What? Sense. We're just calling everybody out. Let's be honest now.
Look, I'm stuck in the middle of this because I work at both stations.
No, you don't.
I don't. So that all those newscasts are not my voice?
No, you don't.
You moonlight as a news update guy because you're willing to get up in the morning. You work here.
I'm the sucker who sets his alarm for 3:45.
You work here. You're supposed to be on our team. So they brought you in today to talk about this.
Yes.
Did you defend us at all?
No, I listened and
exactly.
Had some
No. You didn't defend us at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
So the W.
Not at all.
Ernie has no idea what this
not
is even
up
about.
In here.
So the WVMT guys are calling us out, and that's great. They're go ahead. That'll be fun. But then, Rich.
I don't even remember.
Oh, really?
Anything that happens before 8 a.m. is something I don't recall.
Well, we do.
Rich, listen. This is them talking to you, and this is you in the background.
Actually, you actually gave us a little. You were with us a little bit.
Well, I mean, the governor is announcing $400 million. You know,
bingo.
I'd like to know where that's going.
So
absolutely.
You're saying
that's a big news story.
So you'd rather let them commandeer our studio at a time when we're supposed to have it, and so you guys get ready to do the interview. They boot you out. We have to do an interview by ourselves. The guests, we're at Marley Rivera and Bob Emery on. Now, I think they're talking to three people, and they only get to talk to me. And you go on the air on our sister station and defend them?
Yes, because if it's Mariano Rivera, then absolutely. Who the hell is Marley Rivera?
Wow.
Last I checked, The Huddle was the number one ranked show. And you're a part of that. And you decided to spit on our number one ratings. And go and hook up with the morning crew?
That's not tears in my eyes. That's a loogie from your spit.
How is that possible with a fiberglass?
It's horrible.
One magic loogie like in Seinfeld.
It's just horrible.
I mean...
Yes, I'm not denying that I said that. In fact, I will stick with it. I believe that the governor announcing that he has $400 million to give away to us is an important news story.
Read it on Twitter.
Neither party had any idea that the other was going to be needing the studio at 11 o'clock.
They're supposed to communicate with us when they want to stay late.
I will agree with you on that.
You couldn't even take them to task for that.
I believe those clowns leave early anyway, so I don't think they stay till 1 o'clock anyway. I'm going to have to go ahead and keep my eye on that.
You had a chance to call them out and say, you know what? was an important news conference, yes, but you guys didn't follow protocol and let them know. And then you went out and said that their topic was more important than ours and they deserved it?
No!
It's Benedict Haskell.
Did you say that?
$400 million instead of somebody named Marley Rivera talking about football, I assume.
Did you really
say
that?
No, it was a baseball interview. She's the one who interviewed Chris Sale. It was great. We played it on Wednesday.
$400 million. That's even more than Chris Sale makes.
Give me one reason I shouldn't karate chop you in the throat right now. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Well, good luck. You have to get through the able plexiglass first.
Rich Haskell, I just don't know what to say to
Benedict
you
Benedict
right
Haskell over here.
Oh, gosh.
And then, Arnie. The WVMT guys, they decided to stir it up even further.
No!
And Kurt was going at you.
Now, the thing that I found really interesting was Arnie sort of giving us a little shot about, wait a minute, they're not here? What do you mean? Where's Arnie been for the last 2 months?
On his living room
couch.
Has
he been in studio while we've been here every single day during the pandemic?
Legit. So, that is legit.
So Kurt calls you out for not being here, and Rich aids into it. Goes, he's been on his couch. What some teammates I have.
I'm not allowed to be here. It was two or less.
I'm not allowed
it's
to
two,
be here.
It was two or less. I was number three.
You on your own because you couldn't seize the opportunity.
Let me tell you something. It would have been better for my health to sit here. I could have come on in. Oh, my goodness. Where have I been? You know, I love when people think I haven't been working. For 2 months. I've been on the show every day for 2 months.
What the hell's the difference between three of us sitting in here and two of us? What's the difference?
You know what the difference is? Because I didn't come in, I didn't get the popcorn. That's the difference.
You saw the chance and you seized it.
Because you and Kurt and these guys and the owners think I'm not screwing around and I'm not working. That's the difference.
You had dreams of your couch.
No.
Seized it fully.
No, if I knew that, I would have come in just for the popcorn. Very upset about that.
Not only did you not defend us, you threw Arnie under the bus. You didn't say, we were trying to adhere to social distancing. You didn't say, we were trying to be safe.
Yep.
You didn't say that.
Didn't do any of that.
That Arnie had been sick the day, a couple days before this whole thing went on.
Which isn't true.
But no. You decided to not only take their side, you decided not to defend us. You also decided to then throw Arnie under the bus. We don't appreciate
this. Does it possibly occur to you that me this morning, knowing that I was saying what I was saying, would cause us to not have to talk about Tom Brady?
No, you're not that smart. You're not that smart.
I knew you'd react like
Ty
this.
Ty said, Brady, do you really expect Rich to go to bat for you? The guy has a spine of a jellyfish.
Wow, Ty.
And then they called us out about the plexiglass from Abel.
Yeah, there's a piece of plastic now in the studio to protect you boys.
From Arnie. And it works.
Yeah. We brought Arnie back so that we could put up plastic in the studio. Now, it's going to help us with our guests, but Arnie sits where Kurt sits.
Yes. Okay, so what's wrong? What did I do wrong there? Nothing. I didn't even get a word in.
So basically,
they act like I'm poison or something, and have I got to be isolated in the studio?
No, you have to be isolated on your living room couch for 2 months.
No, they're saying that Marcus and Kurt sit in the same spot as you and I, and they've toughed it out.
Oh, I see.
And that we're soft. But Rich also, the plexiglass was my idea. I wanted to do something with Abel because we love Abel and they do help us out a lot. So there's a good chance for Abel to do something right in our studio rather than our houses or whatever.
That's true.
And I said, you know what? We're going to bring three people in. It would be good for following protocol. It's good for everyone's psyche on this thing. Right. I thought that was great. But you let them make fun of Arnie, which when it wasn't true, was actually my idea.
That's all we do on this show. The more we can spread that, the better.
Hey, for all I care, those two, you know, let them have no plexiglass. We'll take it down for those when they come on in. Let them get sick.
Wow.
My goodness.
I would go that far. But Mike and Swanton goes, and Rich doesn't refill the water fountain.
That is true.
I will battle that one
so
to my
true.
Death. That is ridiculous. Mike,
between
you are wrong.
You and the morning guys, you can't lift a jug.
I'm spending my whole weekend in Swanton, and if you show up, then I'm going to go to battle with you on that one.
And then, you want to hear the other thing that Rich did to us?
I don't know if I can handle this right now.
So
I can't handle so much and only so much at one time.
You are so full of crap.
So the morning guys, they played like 4 minutes of our segment talking about them.
Yeah, too much.
And by the way, we asked them on Wednesday. We said, if the VMT guys want to call in and defend themselves, we could do this on the air. They didn't. They backed out of that. And yet, we had Rich in their studio with them, and he elected not to do battle on our behalf. So that is weak and spineless. But when they played the four-minute segment, Arnie, this is what Rich said after this. Listen to this.
I just realized I haven't gotten a word in on that show for 10 years. I mean, I just listened to that entire five-minute thing, and I think I said three sentences.
So, that's exactly the truth.
So,
we've only been here four.
And you know what's going to happen now? Brady's going to turn your microphones off.
We've only been here four.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
Oh, wow.
I'm just so...
Arnie, think about this. Egoless Rich Haskell, who doesn't care about anything but just frolicking in the woods and running at the bike path and all that. He now says he doesn't get to talk enough. He says that we have too big of egos, essentially, and we hog the microphone.
Rich Haskell?
The only thing I regret out of that whole thing is that I said for the last 10 years, because that's not at all true. That's the only part of that isn't true. That interview was played back, and it went for about 4 to 4.5 minutes, and I got three sentences in, and I had to race through them.
So you are now accusing us of being mic hogs. Not ball hogs, mic hogs.
In that four-minute segment, yes.
Glenn in Moncton said Rich Switzerland Haskell is your name. That's so true.
I got to go find a fence to sit on.
I'm just so shocked at you right now, Rich Haskell. I'm torn apart.
Rich, biting the hand that feeds you, shame on you. Enjoy the morning show.
Yeah, that could be true. Just be Brady and Arnie in the afternoon.
So, Rich, you know what? I'll make you a deal.
I have a deal? No, since, the answer is no.
I'm
not making a deal. I'll see you Tuesday.
No, it has nothing to do with working on the weekend or anything.
Since
Arnie and I hog the mic, and we talk too much for you, apparently, and you don't get to speak enough, here. On Tuesday, you can come in, you can plan the show, book the guests, find the topics, read the articles, put it all down on paper. I'll run on the bike path, Arnie and I will socially distant hang out, and then you can talk as much as you want.
Okay,
so your alarm
will be set for 3:45 a.m. on Tuesday.
Sure.
Oh. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you will do everything I do in here in the morning for 4.5 hours.
And you will do everything that I do in the midday, and then... you will get to talk as much as you want on the afternoon show on Tuesday.
Okay, I don't need to talk too much because I'm always the third.
No,
here.
Whoa!
The only thing I ever talk about here is the silly stuff.
You're complaining.
And geography.
You're belly aching about how you didn't get to say enough, so we'll let you say more on Tuesday, but you're going to have to put in the no running on the bike path
We
at
wouldn't
noon.
Have a show, yeah, none of
if,
that.
If I get to dictate the show, there'd be no sports on it. Is that what you really want on a sports talk radio station?
No, you have to plan the show.
I can guarantee you it'll be 3 hours Tom Brady-free radio.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, since you don't get to talk enough, I can't believe you sold us down the river like that.
I can't believe you think I sold you down the river.
Brady,
all I said was that I can't get a word in 4.5 minutes.
Brady, help me out on this one. Shane said, wow, this is like the Kenny Rogers chicken episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Yeah, I don't know what – I remember that.
I'm trying to figure out how it correlates.
I don't know.
And then, Arnie, you know, I thought we were a team.
If I can handle anymore. I don't know if I can handle this anymore. Don't play another one.
Can I start my weekend now?
We got our number one rating, and I thought we did that together. You know, you brought in pizza for the team this Monday.
Yes.
I brought in pizza for the team when our ratings came out. And then Rich decided to go on another radio station and talk bad about you.
If you listen to the show for years, he does nothing but incite riots on the radio. He does it on a constant basis. Half the time, he has no idea what he's even talking about, but he doesn't care. He just wants to stimulate conversation that maybe is to the other side.
Well,
of where
I've been accused of not knowing what I'm talking about either.
That is absolutely 1,000% true.
He doesn't know what he's talking
about. I don't know what
about.
I'm talking about. Didn't I say Ric Flair was dead? What is wrong with you?
You had no idea what this conversation was going to involve. None.
I'm shocked at you.
See, right there is inciting.
I'm not inciting. I'm the most lovable out of the three of us.
Well,
here.
Hey,
I would agree.
I'm going to bat for you. Don't start going at me now. No, we're on the same team.
But I'm Mr. Lovable, and this is what you do to me.
Believe it or not, you are Mr. Lovable. That's my nickname.
Wait a minute. Now I have to go back up to the beginning.
Rich, you should be ashamed of yourself.
What's the one before Shane and Burlington? I care.
Punishment.
Rich, how could you say, wow, anytime there's a verbal confrontation, you fold faster than a poker player with a 2-9 off suit?
That makes a lot
Zolak,
of sense.
It does. Zolak, Menahan, these guys from VMT, etc.
Wow. Zolak, Menahan.
We had Scott Zolak on. You talked bad about him, but to his face, you wouldn't confront him.
Right, yeah.
Just like you won't confront these guys to their face. You want to just belly up to them.
Sam says, I think the pandemic is getting to you guys. Mike in Georgia, Rich should join the morning show. Joe says, Rich, you should be ashamed of yourself. Brady, you should think of a punishment for him.
Wow. Make me run a mile.
No, we may have to do something to you.
Oh, that's right. I have to run a mile against Arnie.
I don't know how you're going to get back in our good grace. 802-655-6672.
I know how he is.
How can Rich get back in
our
good grace?
We will take away two of his vacation days, one to you, one to me.
Yes. Okay. I forgive you for that.
There you go. We forgive
you. It's been
an
awesome year, 4 years. I just want to thank both of you.
Wow. Oh, and Shane, not to mention him not eating the hot wings.
And
that's
true.
You really
the laundry list is coming out.
You've disappointed me for years now.
There was something.
Sound like my ex-wife.
I won't even say it out loud.
I'll say it out loud.
No, I won't. Out of respect to Rich. I don't know why I still have respect for him, but
I'll say it out loud.
There was something recently that Rich asked us not to talk about on the air.
Yes.
And I went to Arnie and said, you know what? We shouldn't talk about it. I went to bat for Rich, and this is the gratitude that we get as you going behind our
back. This the gratitude we get?
Looks like I'm bringing lunch in on Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Going behind our back? It's like with the morning news talk show. I thought you were a sports guy at your core.
Did you at any point think that I didn't know you were going to get a hold of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't tell us.
You said before 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah. I can't be held responsible for anything. So there's no way you were thinking in advance like
that. Why didn't you text and say, hey, guys, why don't you pull the sound from the morning show I was on with the guys? You'll like it. We could talk it. But you never told us that. You hid it from us. Just like you hid the popcorn from me until I found out.
I hid the popcorn. I put it right in front of your face on the camera.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I had to find this out from Marcus. He was playing it back for himself when I walked in the studio today to get my water jug.
Oh, the outrage.
Marcus, the young guy that looks older than us?
Evidently.
Okay, just
in
checking.
Your mind.
Mike and Swan says, I swear to God, this is an episode of Tiger King. Is that an insult or is that something good?
I don't know. I know what the show is.
That's the Netflix show.
Yeah. It's popular. We'd be making a lot of money right
Rich
now.
Rich has to run a mile wearing a Yankees uniform.
When it's 90 degrees and you wear a cotton uniform, I could do that. But seriously, I mean, do you have anything to say for yourself?
I'm so crushed. I still don't see the problem. I see this is, okay, there's no sports, so let's just make something up, which is what we've been doing. And I feel like I'm being crushed for saying something like I can never get a word in edgewise anyway when I was referring to a 4.5 minute segment where I made three sentences.
Well, guess what? You said you haven't been getting a word in edgewise for 10 years.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Special guest joining us next will be AJ.
And then Chris.
And then Chris Villani. You know what? You should have made that. He'd be panicking right now if you had those guys on the air.
No, that would be great.
No, you
did
wouldn't.
You set this up?
You'd be shaking in your boots right now. You run for the hills.
I would love
if
to
I
have
told
him
you
on.
Chris Villani's on hold right now.
That would be
you'd
awesome.
You'd run for the door.
What if we said to him?
Completely incorrect.
What if we said to him, hey, Chris Villani, it's nice to have you on. Thanks for joining us. Rich wants to complain about how you never let him speak. What would you say?
What would you say?
That would be ridiculous because there used to be two of us. This anything pre Arnie, I could actually get a word in.
AJ.
So he takes a shot at us
in
person now.
It's just all I'm doing is telling you everything the listeners already know.
You know, I
was told talk more so Rich talks less. That's what I was told.
Well, all you have to do is bring up football and you see me disappear.
I'm disappointed. Really? I thought we were a team. I thought the morning shift that you had, look, it's important, of course. But I thought that if someone said, what do you do, Rich? You would say, I'm a sports talk radio host.
That is exactly what I tell them.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
No, it is. I'm not going to deny that.
If you're going to tell people you're a sports talk radio host, why are you not on Team Sports Talk Radio in this?
I feel stabbed in the back. My back is now
seriously,
twisted.
Judas Haskell over here.
Wow. I don't know what to
now
say.
You're bringing religion into it, my favorite category.
Is Judas a traitor? Is that?
I think so. I think Judas did something bad.
I mean, Brute, is that the Brutus?
A2 Brute?
Yeah, it's like we're Caesar and you're Brutus.
The Ides of March.
Wow, nice. That was smart.
Well, that's because I was forced to care about Shakespeare for many years.
My biggest enemies don't treat me like this. I just don't understand.
I beg to differ. You obviously haven't talked to them.
I've gotten a fist fights with people to the death, and they treat me better than that.
All right, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to apologize?
No, I'd rather just belittle you for the next 6 years.
Let's just talk about Tom Brady instead.
This
is great radio. This worked out perfectly.
No, it's good therapy for me.
I want you to go on their show on Tuesday.
And apologize.
And apologize to us publicly.
And say, you know what? I was out of line. My co-hosts are so much better than you two clowns.
Yes.
And maybe you should listen to us and take something from our number one rankings away.
There's a better chance they'll pave the old North End this weekend.
Wow. Ty says you want to make it even. Rich should have to get in the batter's box and take three beanballs from Brady.
Wow. Ty's just, he's taking this to a whole new
level.
He
started Memorial Day weekend early.
I actually like some of his ideas.
So now, thanks a lot, guys. So now I have to have this burden hanging over my head as I party on the patio in Swanton all weekend.
Which you didn't invite us to, but I bet you invited your new WVMT friends.
No!
Imagine me inviting them.
Did you invite your
Are of course you? I didn't invite them to anything. I barely know them.
Look, I don't want to see you without your shirt on. But if you ever wear a VMT shirt, I'll rip it right off your back, okay?
Well, as it is the other day, ripped the VMT off my headphones. Didn't
you like
right, that?
That's right, you did.
You know what this is like, Arnie? You know how when NFL teams have training camp, they let them wear the helmets, but they don't give them the decals because they haven't earned them yet?
Yes, exactly.
That's like Rich can get a blank shirt, and eventually when he earns his stripes back, we'll put the 101.3 The Game logo on it.
I think when we have the billboard on the side of the bus, it's our full pictures and just like maybe Rich's eyes or something like that.
Yes, or like an X through my face.
Or maybe we'll put a mask on your face reveal it until you earned it back.
Glennon Munton says, I've come not to bury Arnie, but to praise him.
Yes.
I suppose that's Shakespeare.
I'm just, whatever. When I heard that, I was appalled that you didn't, you let them talk bad about Arnie. You said you didn't get enough.
It was hilarious.
Horrible.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
You said you didn't talk enough on the show.
I would give those two guys crap if I knew who they were, and I walked in and not recognized them.
I wouldn't know if they served us breadsticks at the Olive Garden.
No, what are their names again?
Marcus and Kurt.
Okay.
You should know Kurt. He sits in your chair all day.
Point them out next time they're around so I can give them crap.
Okay. Well, you have to be here at 7 in the morning to see them.
Wow. Because you're going to start your weekend at about 6:01, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm glad you do that because at 6:30 when I leave, I'm going to sabotage your morning computer in there so that their show on Tuesday is all ruined. You can't do your newscast. That's how I'm going to get even.
And so that means I can leave early.
You're playing dirty.
By the way, your hours you're supposed to be here till 7 at night.
Oh, nobody ever told me.
It was in the email. The email that we got.
No, here's what it said.
You don't act like we didn't get an email with the hours on
it. Okay, the name, the word next to Rich was varies.
And I decided varies means 7 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Okay, that's what varies means.
Well, Lake Monsters won't be happy to hear that.
There ain't no Lake Monsters this year, so don't worry about getting out of here early.
Randy, my new best friend, I think Brady and Arnie should get a life and get off Rich's back. He was there way before you. Yes, sir.
That's not Randy. That's just Marcus with a different name on the text
line.
That's
not Randy. Rich texted that
in. Checks in the mail, baby.
Rich went and texted that in.
Yeah, these youngsters, they don't have any idea who they're dealing with here.
Just shocked you'd go with the regular news guys over the sports guys.
I thought we live as a team and we die as a team, but no, we get sold out apparently by one member. It's like, you know.
I can understand you liking one of them, but one's like 100 years old or something and you're trying to be nice to him.
Oh, Kurt?
Yeah.
He's younger than all of us, except for Brady.
Yoko Haskell.
Kurt is younger than us?
I think so.
The one that sits here in my chair?
Yes, he's the former president of the Burlington City Council.
Dude, that guy's 20 years older than me. There's no way he's younger than me.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. If he's younger than me, I'm quitting right now. I'm getting the hell out of here. I will walk right the hell out.
Please,
if he's
Lord
younger
above.
Than there's no way that guy's younger than me.
Kurt Wright, Vermont.
Yeah, you pull that up right now. No way.
He was born. No, bummer.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah, I told you
he is 64 years old.
He looks good for his age.
No, he doesn't.
Born in Middlebury, February 7th, 1956.
I can't believe you compared me to him. That's another insult. Another one I'm going through there.
I was looking forward to the holiday, but this is going to weigh on me now.
Yeah, we might just wrap up the show in a minute. 802-655-6672. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
We asked for one serious topic an hour. The NFL discussing an interesting rule change. What do we make of it?
That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
Arnie.
Gosh, I wish we could do the show outside. Why can't we just sit on the porch and just do it there?
Rich.
Off to the porch. Let's go, boys.
Oh, Brady.
I'll make you a deal.
Yeah.
I will teach you how to do the board, and Rich, I'll give you a refresher on the board.
Yes.
And then that way we can just switch it so that one of us is always in here, and the other two are on the porch, and we'll just rotate.
It's called Intern Aaron.
It's the huddle.
You get Intern Aaron here, and the three of us can sit out on the porch.
On 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on a gorgeous Friday. By the way, I'm a little nervous.
About what?
I have to go back to like 100 texts ago, but somebody said this Monday it may be 69 degrees, may drop below that 70-degree mark.
I thought it was 60 was the mark.
No, 70.
70, okay, my mistake.
I don't know if it's
the first mistake I've made today on the radio.
People are keeping track now and sending in when they think the temperature is going to be below 70.
Okay.
Because I said a high will never be below 70.
No, but you're right. The long term, I couldn't believe it. I mean, through all of April and May, it was just a high of 50 and a low of 35 and drizzly every day. Then all of a sudden, it went to 84.
Brady gave me hope when he said it's only been 3 days. He said Sean Parker said only 3 days between now and August last year.
Yeah. Well, the long-term forecast is nothing but 70s and 80s for the next 2 weeks.
I'm being serious. I don't remember this stretch of May ever being so nice like this. Like, I'm like, wow.
It's just, at least for a whole week.
Right, you'll get your three-day ones,
but this is ridiculous.
It was last year it was like in the 50s into the middle of June.
Yes.
It was horrible.
We'll get that.
Scott here was down at Able today getting some flooring on our new business. Told them we hear them all the time on 101.3 The Game. They said, oh, the Rich Haskell Show, we love him.
Wow.
That's got to hurt.
So our friends at Able are...
That punctures like a knife. Like a knife.
Well, don't worry. Rich probably told him to say it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mike, what's the guy's... What's their name? Erica and Scott.
It was Scott.
Yeah, Scott and I go way back.
No, you probably paid the Able guys to say that.
Wow.
You probably rode down on your bike on your way to the bike path and... Look at, by the way, what is Rich eating for lunch today? He's got a thing of Mike and Ike's and Goldfish crackers.
Yes, and
what
water.
Is wrong with you? No, I like Goldfish crackers.
Well, there you go. I'll share them with you.
No, but I need a little, some more protein or something.
And it's empty. I ate the entire bag.
I had Goldfish crackers for lunch too, actually, today, but I didn't just have them.
We're not supposed to be sharing foods, though.
Is there anything better than Mike and Ike's?
Oh, no, I love that
I could
that
eat
stuff.
A thousand of them.
Me too.
And I just might.
Yeah.
And then go run 10 miles.
You probably go give them to the VMT guys, your new friends.
Wow. You won't let go. Huh?
No, I won't ever
let go.
And
I'm sure the fact that Abel calls it the Rich Haskell Show doesn't help.
Has me in tears.
Abel's probably friends with the VMT guys, too.
I'm sure they are.
I don't know where to go. 802-655-6672.
Will in Plattsburgh says you guys need some cold beers.
Oh, that's for sure.
People are also telling us it reminds us of the Anchorman scene where the news teams are all fighting each other.
That's iconic.
It's one of the funniest scenes in the history of cinema.
Yes. That was awesome.
Spanish language news is here.
I was crying on that scene. I don't laugh real loud in movies very often, but I was in tears. I was laughing so hard.
Good crew.
When
good
Vince crew. Vince Vaughn at the end goes, oh, Vince today Vaughn's we like... spell redemption. Yeah. R-O-N. How will we spell redemption? R-I-C-H.
There you go. I'll meet you out in the parking
lot. He punted Baxter. He took him and he kicked him in his foot.
Was it Steve Carell character?
Yeah.
Was the best. He was just great. I like that.
Steve Carell. What was his name?
I don't know, but he would just yell at everything. Didn't know what he was
Brick
talking
Tamlin.
About. Brick Tamlin. Yeah, Rick.
No, Brick, I think.
Brick Tamlin.
Yeah.
Oh,
Champ Kind, sports.
Imagine being a weather guy in San Diego. What a gig. Oh. It'll be sunny for the next 400 days with a high of 70 and a low of 55.
Guy steps up to the plate and whammy.
Yes, that's right.
Champ Kind, sports.
That's who it was.
All right, 802-655-6672. This is something we had actually speculated about months ago when we kind of had the idea ourselves. Now it's going to come in front of the NFL's competition committee. The NFL looking at possible changes to the onside kick. So the new rule change that's being proposed is this. A team could still kick the traditional onside kick, but they could also elect to go for a new mechanism of getting possession. You get in 4th and 15 from your own 25, and if you convert the first down, that allows you to get the ball back. So you could still, again, do the traditional onside kick, but you could also go for it on 4th and 15 from your own 25 in order to keep possession.
And penalties aid you. They will go ahead and give you the first down on that, right? I think it is.
I have not seen that, but I wondered the same thing. You would have to.
I would think you would have to.
I have a lot of questions on this.
Well, if
ahead.
It's a pass interference, then you treat it like automatic first down. I don't care if it's a 1 yard pass interference or 15 yard pass interference. When you say you could do it twice a game.
Yes, you can only do it twice a game.
That's the 4th and 15, but not the onside
Correct.
Kick by foot. I kind of like it. It gives you choice either way. I thought we were going to replace the onside kick with the 4th and 15, and then I'm like, wow, now we're really going to really change the whole game. But this gives you a choice to do it from either way. I still think teams are not doing the onside kick the correct way. That's my own thing. I never understood why you're angling toward the sideline.
Right.
Instead of the middle?
In the middle, because that way you get all the kicker take away, but you get all 10 plus the kicker. And the ball doesn't go out of bounds. The out of bounds could be used to the receiving team's advantage. So I always thought they did that wrong. The percentage would be, I think, a little bit higher. So I like that it gives you a choice. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Why would the play come from the 25 instead of where the kick would come, which would be, what, the 35?
No, it's 15. Right. Oh, no, 25.
No, it comes from the 25.
Yeah. 15. Why is it at the 25? So you're losing 10 yards by doing this.
Because essentially, one, I think they want to make it a little bit they don't want to put you instantly because they do it from the 35 and you get to play to the 50 or whatever. They don't want to they don't want to give you the ball at midfield, because you wouldn't get the ball at midfield usually when you recover the onside kick.
And also, if you do it at the 35 and you don't make it, they want you to really be punished.
Okay. Yes.
So that way, if you're at the 25, you move the back.
Okay, 4th and 15, you go for it, you throw a touchdown. Is it a touchdown is it a first down, or what is it?
I had
the same question. When you kick the onside kick and you recover it,
yes,
you cannot advance.
It depends, but mostly you can't advance it. There's other times you can, but yes, mostly you can.
So you cannot advance it.
Right, on a muff, but there's other ways you can, but go ahead.
But so if I'm with Rich on this. If I throw a 50-yard pass, should I get all 50 yards?
Absolutely.
Or do I just get the ball at the 40, is what the first down would be.
No. You get the all 50 yards. You get the touchdown. You get whatever you want.
I shouldn't be able to score on an onside kick.
And by the way, not only that, it should be a completed pass and added 50 yards to your total or a run or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, no, absolutely.
No, I disagree with that.
I'm not. If it is,
two-point conversions don't count for your stats.
But this is not the two-point conversion.
But how strange is this? The guy, makes a catch wide open going for a touchdown. Nobody's within 10 yards of him, and he just stops because he realizes, wait, I got to the first down spot. So there's no point in continuing to run.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That's not good optics.
I think that they should do that, though. I think you get the ball. The goal is to get first and the 4th and 15 is to get to the 40-yard line. From your own 25, you want to get to the 40.
Yep.
If you get past the 40, then just get the hell out of bounds, and we'll just go right back to the 40. That's where it should be.
Well, then defensively, I'm going to blitz on that play and just say, okay, you can't beat me for a touchdown. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You can't beat me for a touchdown. All you could beat me is for 15 yards. I know onside kick is important. We don't get the ball back. Oh, then I'm not going to be worried about you beating me deep for a touchdown. I'm going to play a defense that I could come after you.
Onside kicks are fun to watch, though. It's
not anymore.
It's chaos.
Not
People
anymore.
Are just
they're
crashing
not.
Into each other. And I'm surprised that wasn't banned years ago.
You're not, but they've already changed the rule, Rich. You could do that a couple of years ago, where everybody got running starts. You don't have that anymore.
Go ahead.
The success rate is at 7% now on onside kicks. This is being done to allow, at least optically, for fans, a better chance for your team to get back into a game. I mean, the odds on 4th and 15 aren't even that great either. They're like 12%. From the last data that I saw. And I saw college data. I did not see NFL data, but the last data I saw in college was like 12%-ish on 4th and 15.
It's got to be lower for the NFL. I'm guessing.
That sounds high to me. 4th and 15 is a 12% success rate.
Dean says, Brady, it's not an onside kick. It's another play. Well, technically, it is another play, but it's not a two-point conversion.
They're treating it as an onside kick. They're treating it as a replacement for the onside kick as a way for you to get possession back.
Let me ask you this. Does the clock run?
I would say no. So think about it.
It has to run. It has to run because you can go for a touch. No, it has to run. It has to run. On an onside kick, the clock runs.
No, you know what? Yes. Good point. Yes, I would say you're right.
But it doesn't run on the two-point conversion.
Correct.
So if the clock runs on you going for it on 4th and 15, then you can score a touchdown. Then you have to be able to score a touchdown. If the clock runs, you have to be able to score a touchdown. That's just the way it is. The clock is running.
You can't advance, if the kicking team can not advance
the clock still runs on that, too.
You should not be able. Look, you recover the onside kick, the ball is dead. That's why everybody just falls on it. They don't try to pick it up and then run with it. Okay, pick up the ball. So the ball is dead when the kicking team recovers it. It should be dead once you get to the 15-yard spot then.
You could pitch it and then it would be a fumble and you could run it back. You could intercept the pitch and run it back. You can, if it's not touched by anybody and you recover it, then you can't continue with it. But if it's a fumble, you can. If it's a muff, you can't. If the guy catches it and starts to run and fumbles, you can advance it.
What about defensively on this? Am I allowed to... On this play, 4th and 15, the pseudo onside kick. Can I return that for a touchdown and score the other way? Because defensively you could score on the onside kick.
Wait a minute. If you catch it, run it for a touchdown.
So if I'm kicking the onside kick to you, you recover it.
Yes.
You could run it for a touchdown.
Yes.
So I would have to assume that on this play there can be a score by the defense.
Yes.
But I don't know that there should be a score by the offense.
Of course there should be. It's a continued play. You should be able to score either way on that. That's the way I'm thinking about
it. But if you can't score on the regular onside kick, why should I be able to score on this play?
Well, that's the way they made the rules. I think they should. It's kind of like the fumble in the end zone and you get the ball at the 20-yard line even though you didn't recover it. Shane said, wow, Arnie, you're right. It's going to get complicated for fantasy stats and player prop bets out there. Dean says, it's basically the same as you going for it on third down to fourth down. And 15, it's not an onside kick.
Well, it's not the same because third and 15, if you don't get it, you punt it away.
Yeah, see, I think what happens is Patriots are down 26-10.
Right.
They score a touchdown, they get the two-point conversion, 26-18. Now they're going to say, instead of the onside kick, okay, we're going to go for the one-time play, fourth and 15. So this is just replacing the onside kick. That's how they want to get the ball back.
And I guess you would decide whether, like, if it's raining like crazy,
right,
I'm going to kick it. You know, and squib it along, and let's see how many people going to fumble it in the mud and if I could recover it. I don't want to have to throw a 15-yard pass in the torrential rain, you know?
No, but what Brady just said is putting it into a situation where you can visualize it. And that makes a lot more sense today. I've been sitting here for the last 5 minutes going, what in the hell are they talking about? Which I do often, by the way.
Yes.
And I just disguise it as I can't get a word in edgewise when it's only because I don't say anything because I don't know what they're talking about. But that being said, I the way you said it makes a lot of sense, and I love the idea of a team being down, and I'm assuming that's what they're doing this for, because they want to give a team a chance to come way back in the waning moments.
So Mike Pereira, former head of officiating, we see him on Fox. He was speaking on Fox Sports Radio last night.
It still needs to be talked about more because it's really punitive. I mean, if you think of the regular onside kick, if you onside from the 35 and you kick it, to the 45 and you're not successful, then your opponents get the ball at the 45. You know, if you're fourth and 15 from the 25 and you throw an incomplete pass, well, guess what? The opponents get the ball at your 25. And so, you know, there's some downside to that. But
it has to be somewhat punitive, as you said, because the fourth down situation runs at a 12% conversion rate, and the onside kick is only 7%.
Well,
so there has to be something to account for that 5% better chance of getting the ball back.
Because the rules on the onside kick, if you touch the ball before 10 yards, you automatically can't recover it.
Correct.
So you're even
illegal
touching. Illegal touching. So that's a penalty against you on that one. Obviously the offsides. If you try to jump too early, you can't recover it. And the ball goes out of bounds. You can't recover it. So that's why the percentage rate is less.
The reason why you can do this only twice, as I've understood it, is that the NFL is trying to prevent you from being able to just play keep away from the other team. So, Patrick Mahomes is going to get 4th and 15, we think, 50% of the time. So we're just going to send him out there after every single score to try to play keep away from the opponent. That's what they're trying to avoid.
I know, but even if you had it 50% of the time and you go by a touchdown or two, you're not going to want the other team to get back in. So I wouldn't be doing that.
I mean, it's automatically at least a field goal for the other team, guaranteed.
Absolutely. 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. They said, what's next? You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
Whoa. What did he say?
We can't go and you can't have fans. You can still play and we can still watch.
He really said that?
I don't want this, but if that's the worst case scenario that comes out of this, I will accept it.
It's they said what?
The fans, you know, in a pro game aren't anywhere near what they are in a college game.
On the Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the Huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Friday, Brady, let's get to They Said What.
They said what?
Speaking on the herd, former NFL quarterback Brock Heward talking about Jared Stidham of the Patriots.
The one concern I always have, fair or unfair, biased or not, is just a sense of urgency out of some of those Southern quarterbacks, man. Is there just that sense of urgency? Like, I'm going to take this thing over. This is my team. Now, he has the one head coach that will light that urgency flame every single day, every practice. Did with Tom for 2 decades, certainly has cranked it up on Jarrett and must feel like he's got that toughness to him. But I would agree with you, as far as the raw goods go, I don't think even comparing him to Jimmy Garoppolo in all of those areas, arm, athleticism, size. Yeah, I don't think he checks as many boxes as Jimmy does.
I guess fine if you don't think he's as good as Garoppolo. That's kind of tangential here for me. The idea about Southern quarterbacks not having urgency,
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
I mean, I'm trying to think about why that would even be the case, because the rest of the team is so good they don't have to have urgency. I don't know.
I don't know, but he's the first guy that I've said anything remotely negative about Stidham. You know, hell, people say bad things about Tom Brady to this day. Oh, he can't do this. He's not the greatest of all time. He wasn't able to do that. He doesn't have the strongest arm. But yet nobody could rip Terrence Stidham. Nobody's like, hey, man, this guy just doesn't have it. I mean, not one negative thing. This is the closest thing.
So I've you been, like that? Well, he said he said he doesn't stack up.
I was going to say, this is the closest we've got to a negative report on Stidham, which is about time. I think everybody's been real kind and conscientious when they're talking about him, and this is the first opening remark I heard.
I'm trying to think of Southern quarterbacks. I mean, Peyton Manning, say Tennessee is a borderline Southern.
Deshaun Watson played at Clemson. Yeah.
There aren't a lot, though. I mean, Alabama, for all their success, doesn't have a long string of successful quarterbacks.
Even RG3 at Baylor. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas.
Sims went to Texas. Yeah, Sims went to Texas, but no. I don't know where he gets. I don't know what he's saying about that. Joe Namath at Alabama? I don't know what he's talking about.
How far back are we going?
I have no idea.
I guess the answer is his answer is probably because the defenses you're with are so good and the head coaches down there are so...
Just hand it off.
Yeah, hand it off and manage the thing, and the head coaches are so overbearing.
Right.
I'm guessing that's what he's meaning. But I like Brock Hewitt. I listen to him a lot. I've heard him speak. We've had him on this show, but I don't get what he's saying here.
Well, some of the best quarterbacks that have won championships haven't even done anything in the NFL. Now, that doesn't mean Tua isn't, but, I mean, Jalen Hurts might not be a great NFL guy. You know, some of these teams, like you said, it's about the coach, about the running attack, about how great their defense is, like Alabama. I could see maybe the quarterbacks wanting to get a little bit of attention out there.
Yeah, I don't get. I mean, the thing I like about Stidham is the same thing I wonder about with him. I like that he's transferred and has been in multiple systems and played for multiple coaches and different personalities, and he's faced adversity. However, you also wonder about a guy like Tom Brady talked about wanting to transfer, didn't stuck it out, and it made him tougher. Was Stidham somehow softer because he transferred out of it? I don't know.
Was he talking about Cam Newton? I don't know if that was one of the reasons why. He made that type of comment. Hour one in the books. We're just cruising along. You want to get in 802-655-6672. Brady will tell you what's trending. Then we'll get you ready for the top four at four. That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
He's sometimes wrong.
Even at the market, if you see like a good-looking girl, will you just say, hey, I wouldn't buy that cantaloupe today. It's on sale tomorrow.
He's sometimes really wrong.
I see you're getting some ground beef. Why don't I come over and make dinner for you?
But he's always entertaining.
I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
No, I rarely do.
It's Arnie Spanier.
Oh, no.
On The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Oh, no. All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3, that game on a gorgeous Friday. 85 degrees out there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Summer. We went from late winter to instant summer in a week.
I want to do the show from the lobby, so if anybody tries to sneak out early, I can belittle them as they're walking on out.
I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
I think everybody's already gone except us.
Oh, is that what it is? I want to be like the noon goon that bust people ditching school. I want to be like that guy.
The noon goon?
You never had a noon goon?
We had hall monitors.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Kind of like the same thing. A guy that'd walk around, and if you tried to cut school, he'd turn you in.
No, I was a goody two shoes. I didn't cut school.
That's a fun job.
I couldn't even skip on senior skip day because we had a baseball game.
Or the beach was like a quarter mile from our school. What did you want us to do, man? Get out of here.
Speaking of the beach, man, it didn't take long to fill up. I had an Uber Eats delivery to North Beach. Oh, no, it was Letty Beach the other night. I mean, this is at 7 o'clock at night.
Packed.
There's a lot of people down there.
I don't like people walking around my bike path there. I don't like that at all.
Well, isn't that what the bike path is for?
Yeah, but I like to go on that, and I don't like it so crowded, you know? Well, I don't like people going down there when I want to go down there.
Get on the gravel and stay 8 feet, 10 feet away.
Yeah, that I don't like either,
when you train for your one-mile run.
See, I want to move down there. Now it's too crowded for me to move down there. I'm very upset about that.
What's the difference now from 5 years ago? It's always been crowded down there.
Yeah, just getting worse now. By the way, I came up with a very interesting question. Would you want to be 50 years old and look 60, or be 60 years old and look 50?
Wow. Can I be 20 and look 100?
No, you can't. Would you? I would do that.
I will take anything that gives me more years in this amazing life. So I'd be 50 and look 60.
You don't mind looking 10 years older?
I couldn't care less. If I get an extra 10 years to live?
Yeah, I think I'm with Rich. I think I'd be 50 and look 60. My dad asked my dad this question. He tried to cheat and said, you know what? I'll be 50, look 60, and then get plastic surgery to look my age.
Because you know what's so funny? I'm asking the girls here, and they all say the same thing. They want to be 60 and look 50.
Oh, my gosh. If you could have an extra 10 years given to you.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to look good. You don't want to look like old and haggard. Like our morning show guys.
Who cares what you look like if you get an extra 10 years?
Well, if you're single, you want to look a little bit better.
I couldn't care less.
Really? So
when
you
were look at me.
When you were single, you might have cared.
Yeah.
But not for an extra 10 years on this planet.
I do have a question about your attire of the moment right now.
Oh, great.
No, I just have a question.
All right. I spilled mayonnaise on my shorts. No, I'm wondering what that stain is.
It actually has nothing to do with stains or anything.
Okay.
But I need the text line because maybe I'm making too big a deal out of it.
I know where you're going. You do this every year.
What am I doing?
You're going to tell me about my double shirt.
It's not so much that. Well, it's about that, but not in the way you think it
is. That is grotesque.
802-655-6672. Rich is wearing an undershirt.
Yeah.
That is longer than his actual shirt.
Yeah.
An undershirt should remain an undershirt. Rich, the sleeves of your undershirt are hanging out from your regular shirt.
It doesn't help that they're turquoise, so they're really loud.
Brady, let me tell you why he does that. And, you know, I don't want to shame Rich because I kind of do it myself, too. When you have a big belly, you want to wear an undershirt to tuck in that shirt so your belly doesn't just stick out over the belt. So you put in a T-shirt. Isn't that right, Rich?
No, for me, the double shirt is so it covers up my man boobs a little bit, to be honest with you.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it was to cover up your fat stomach.
I don't have a fat
You're
stomach.
You're allowed.
Wow.
Fat
I'm
stomach.
Trying to help you, Rich.
I'm trying to help you.
You're allowed. Gosh. You're allowed to have two shirts. I have no problem with undershirts.
Hell, Arnie wears four.
My question is, why is the undershirt longer than your regular shirt?
Do you really think at 4 a.m. I notice things like that as I stagger to work?
Didn't you go running and walking and biking and all these other things today?
Yeah.
So you probably went home and showered?
Not today.
Oh, my God. You're not wearing the same clothes after you bike and run,
no,
are you?
I don't. You of all people. I don't know, but I do have a habit in the summer of wearing two T-shirts over each other.
I also have another question. Aren't you hot, by the way? Those are two cotton t-shirts. They're not
I don't know. They're both given to me.
Are they both tucked in or just the one
that's
tucked in?
No, the one on the bottom is tucked in.
That's what I told you. When you got a big stomach, you tuck in the one on the bottom, just like I said.
The Genesis Trick of the Tail shirt is the undershirt, and the Grand Rapids Beer Capital is the outside shirt.
Yeah, you need to work on getting some new T-shirts off that.
I also have a question. By the way, two people want us to tell you all that Joe Flacco signed a one-year deal with the Jets.
We know. Thank you.
We're aware. 1 year, $1.5 million. He'll back up Sam Darnold. Are we done talking about Joe Flacco now?
Yes, we are.
I do need the text line's help for something else. And I have frequently whined about the water cooler people in the office, right? That's something I've done a lot.
Yes, so you have, ad nauseum.
I won't rehash that again, but I hate when people don't refill the water cooler. Fine. Today, a new work culprit appeared before me today, and I won't give his or her name.
It's probably the VMT morning crew.
No, it was.
This
one wasn't, but I've determined there's another kind of bad coworker out there. The coworker that goes and heats up their food in the microwave, and then pauses the microwave timer.
You've mentioned this.
With 1 second left,
right,
so that they don't have to hear the buzzer. Right. So that when the next... So I go down there, try to heat up my food, 1 second left.
Boom.
So now I have to go and rewind the thing and hit the things and hear the annoying buzzer.
You talk about first world
problems. I'm the guy that does... I do that, but I don't ever heat anything up downstairs, but I'll shut it off with a second left, and then I'll hit a clear or whatever.
Okay, clear is that you're in the clear.
Yeah. But so that's a bad... When you don't do, you leave 1 second on the microwave, that's a bad work person. So 802-655-6672, what are the worst coworkers out there? Because the water cooler person and the microwave person are bad. Are there other animalistic practices going on in your offices? I'd love to know who else is worse than these two people.
We don't have that many offenders here at this job. I don't think there's too many people that, other than the water cooler and a few other things. Nothing really bothers me about it because I don't see anybody, though.
Well, I'd say the ones that destroy the bathrooms, but then I'd be having
that's yourself.
That would be someone
One of the people on the text line, or one of the people on Twitter, said, person who leaves the coffee pot down to the very end without refilling the coffee pot.
Or leaves it empty so it could burn. I've seen that before a couple of times.
So it's very similar to water cooler guy.
Right.
And, of course, the popcorn burner is evil. I mean, that's a major wrong. If you're going to microwave popcorn in a place where there's a lot of people working like here, you'd better stand over it. and listen for it to be done, because is there anything worse down the hallways than burned popcorn? It lasts for about 3 days.
Yeah, one of our guys blew up the microwave at Fox Sports Radio doing popcorn because he put it on the, instead of like 3 minutes, he put it on 30 minutes or something like that.
Oh, those darn zeros.
And it just blew up or it went crazy.
One of the guys from a Star 92.9 heated up fish right next to my office. Yes. So that was
Who
not,
would do that?
That was Mike Zarni.
What is wrong with that
He
guy?
Had like tuna for lunch and heated it up in the microwave right next to my office.
Hot tuna's a great band, but it's a bad life.
Yeah, why is he heating that? He's only here till like 9 o'clock, man. What's he eating up tuna fish for? Unbelievable.
Who heats up tuna fish anyway?
Gosh.
Every time I get a tuna, which is about once a week, as you guys know.
Tuna melt.
Because you have to smell it. And the first thing the person will ask me at the deli is, would you like it heated? It's like, ugh. Who would do that?
Well, the person who, Brian says, who microwaves salmon.
Yeah, that would do it.
And Mark says, one that uses the depot kitchen and doesn't clean it up, so we all get blamed for it.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah. See, that when there's an inter-office email accusing the workers of doing something, y'all know who it is.
Oh, absolutely.
But everybody gets the email.
Yes, everybody gets the email.
And how about the person who puts a pizza and says, this is mine, on and into the refrigerator and leaves it there for how many weeks has it been now?
Oh, my God, that pizza has been, that there's a Domino's pizza in our fridge that's been there for like 6 days.
Yes,
oh my
goodness! Right on it. Don't touch. But there's no name.
Yeah, it's Boss Man John.
All right,
get out of here.
I saw him put it in there.
All right. Well, that pizza is going to walk out by itself in about 2 days.
Yeah, that's probably growing things.
Yes.
Mike says I have to wear a suit to work every day. Got an undershirt, but it must be shorter. You're right, Brady. Yeah, I didn't understand what you're doing there.
You also have a tie dye undershirt sticking out,
and it's turquoise, so it's very loud.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's like a Ben and Jerry shirt or something like that?
No, it's a Genesis shirt.
Oh, jeez.
Was it Genesis flourishing in like 1974?
Yes.
That's at their absolute height of greatness. And after that, it all went to hell.
So how old... Because I know, Phil Collins ruined it.
Right,
how old is that shirt then?
This shirt was made and given to me probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, well, that's not too bad for you.
No, that's
then.
Not bad.
Not bad at all for you.
It's one of my newer acquisitions.
Arnie,
Yes.
I have a question for you, and this is not really an insult, so please don't take it that way.
No, take it that way.
I'll take it every way, I'm sure.
Do you and your wife both have that exact same pullover that you're wearing right now? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen your wife in that. And if your wife was wearing your shirt, it would be so much longer for her. It would be like a dress.
I don't think it would be humongous on her. And this is, no, I usually keep this one, so she might have another one. No, but this is mine. This is my personal. Was it North Face?
No, it's definitely your personal, but I just wondered if you and your wife have his and hers.
Oh, she might have one her
Kelly
size.
Kelly Green pullover.
Yeah, she might have one her size. I bought it on Church Street when, remember when North Face went out, one of the stores went out of business. They have two of them. And the store went out of business. They had a great sale there a couple years ago.
Text line Ty in Canada, who spent the first hour bashing everything about me, has finally settled down a little. He says, the guy who eats from other people's lunches is the worst. Does somebody actually do that?
There are people that do that. I don't know who those people are.
And Peter in Plattsburgh says, the person who uses the last of the toilet paper and doesn't put on a new roll. Bingo.
Mike in Plattsburgh has a better one. This is funny. Happened yesterday. Someone left no paper in the printer, and a coworker put up four signs that weren't very nice. Yeah, you've got to replace
these. Oh, yes. That would be
You've got to.
Oh, yeah. Every morning.
You can't just leave a few, pieces left in there, and then you're printing a big job or something like that.
And how about the person who doesn't realize that the paper is done, so they keep printing over and over again, so that when the printer paper gets refilled, there's like 38 of the same document all coming
That's
out.
That's awesome. I love when that happens.
What part of that is confusing to you?
Gosh. What is wrong with people?
Trying to think of what other bad coworkers there are.
Like the ones that always say, we're going to have a meeting, so let's meet at 9:30 in the morning instead of thinking about us. Why aren't the meetings ever at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Or ones who tape things at 11 o'clock in the morning.
You know why? Because we don't want to have people have to stay late. They want to get the heck out of here and enjoy their day. We have to come in early.
Oh, you know what's bad that Rich does?
What?
Actually, Rich doesn't do this often. He's probably done it, but I don't know how often. When you use the company vehicle for personal use.
Oh, Rich does it all
the time.
And then
don't refill the gas.
That can't, is that not true?
Oh, absolutely. I have done that many times.
Yeah.
Remember when I got repoed and I had nothing to drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing it then. Oh, but, I can't deny that one.
But when you leave it with no gas, though, and you give it back to the company.
I don't know about no gas. There was always at least 100 miles left in that thing.
Minimal gas.
Yeah. That's because I was using it every day.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, when you use it for personal use and then leave and then bring it back with less gas than it had when you first took it, that would be a faux pas.
How come everybody's got keys to the door but me?
That should be a hint.
I don't understand that.
we don't want him in here.
If the door's locked, I can't get in. I want you to know that. And when I leave, I don't lock the door because I don't have a key.
When are you ever trying to get in when no one else is here? You try to do as little as possible.
I know
when
that,
are you
but
to do more?
I wouldn't be able to, maybe the weekend. I don't know.
Why would you ever be here on the weekend?
I don't know.
We barely get you in here for the show.
I'm just like, I would set off the alarm. I don't know how to turn off the alarm.
Don't set that alarm off, believe
me. Oh, I've done it three times. I've done it three times.
It wakes up everyone within five square miles.
And then the phone starts ringing. I'm supposed to know some code word. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. What's the code word? Radio? I have no idea.
Everybody in 40th and Allen is staring daggers at you at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
It's horrible. I'm like, I don't know what. And I know I'm going to set it off, but I just don't care because I don't know how to get in. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mike in Georgia, I hate when people don't cover their food in the microwave and therefore it goes all over the microwave and they don't clean it up.
My wife yells at me for that. I'm supposed to take a plate and put it over the dish so the spaghetti and the sauce doesn't splurt up all over the microwave.
So you have a clean plate that the food is on.
Yes.
You then dirty another plate by putting it on top.
See, yes.
Just go to Bed Bath & Beyond and do what Jess had us do, which is get a microwave lid cover.
Yes, you could do that also.
So that's what saved me from getting
a
Pyrex
or something. Yes, I just throw a plate over that, though, and that's how
so
that
you
works.
Dirty two plates for the price of one meal.
Well, that's okay. I don't do the dishes anyway. So what the difference is, like, I'll dirty all
the
dishes.
Does Barksdale?
Yeah, I'll dirty all the dishes. My wife does it. Yeah, I don't do anything on that. That's not my job.
What do you do around the house?
I'm there to be entertaining to around the house. This is my
He's
job.
There for eye candy.
Yes, I am eye candy. You know that by now.
Oh my gosh, you're putting words into his mouth that he wanted to use.
That's what he is on our show, is eye candy.
Mike says paper plates work.
Yeah. Except then don't you have to have them?
Yes, you have to have them, and now you're wasting two of them to cover food, to have for food and cover food.
Aren't we a bunch of tree hunters?
I care about the
economy,
the planet. I don't want anything bad to happen. So
such a tree hugger.
Yes, I think that would be ecology. Perhaps.
I don't want anything done to the planet
Earth.
While I'm gone. Yeah.
We just work with some people with some truly animalistic tendencies. With the microwave down to 1 second, the energy.
Now get over that. That's just hit. And that will take care of that.
That is a first word problem.
Just irritating, though. Like, you couldn't let it go one more second, so you had to hear the annoying three beeps.
Well, they're saving you the problem from hearing it just by stopping it right there.
I had to hear it later, so. Are you ready for the top four?
Let's do it.
The Huddle has 3 hours of show to cover everything. Every day.
Four.
So you don't miss any.
Three.
It's the top four at four.
Two. One.
On 101.3 The Game.
Thinking about weekend food? Well, you can eat outside. Remember, though, a lot of strict protocol in place per Governor Phil Scott, at least here in Vermont. So if you want to eat out at any of our sponsors, Grazer's Restaurant, Maple Tree Place, Williston, Main Street, and St. Albans, you can order online at grazersvt.com. Arnie, remember, if you're going to eat out, you got to call in advance.
Yes, you do.
Tables must be socially distanced, so you have to be socially distanced. You're going to have disposable menus, but you can be outside. So good there. Also, Agave Taco Tequila Casa, also Maple Tree Place in Williston. So one member of your party goes to Grazer's, the other one goes to Agave. You bring it home, you can do that too. And Sunday brunch at Agave, 10 to 2, agavevt.com. Now with
Number four,
the Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods celebrity golf match for coronavirus relief funds is on Sunday. Looking forward to watching it. They will be mic'd up. We will be able to hear them talk to each other. And they are going to have headsets in their ears as they play to be able to hear what the commentators are saying.
Oh, how great. How funny is
that?
That's
awesome.
Look, it's great for the access, but if I was playing, I don't know how I'd feel about, and here's Brady on 14. He just shanked the last one. And now Brady's just hearing that as he goes and just scream in his backswing.
Well, just a couple of things. What is it? Alternate shots, or it's not best ball or anything like that.
You're asking me golf.
I don't know. You know, if I was going to be funny about this, and I'm Peyton Manning, and he's a very funny guy.
He is.
Do you show up in like a Stidham jersey or something like that?
Oh, what a great idea.
That would be awesome.
That's the best thing you've come up with all year.
I think that's pushing it a little too much, isn't it?
How about if he wears an Eli jersey?
Yeah, well, for the Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna. Well, or you could.
That might be cool.
You could wear like a Philadelphia Eagle jersey.
A Giants. No, I agree because Eli got him twice.
What if he wears a hoodie?
I got a better hoodie. How about a better one? How about he wears that T-shirt with the Goodell clown nose? No. You don't like that one?
No, but he'll wear some million-dollar outfit. You know that.
Well, I picture him wearing the
TB12.
The Payne Stewart stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe, but you know there'll be TB12 somewhere on him.
No, but that's talking about Brady.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Brady. I want him to like throw a zinger out there. I want him like I couldn't think of anything Tom Brady could wear that would zing Peyton Manning other than something that Tennessee would lose to in the bowl games. They lose to Florida.
You could just have a record of all Brady's record against Manning.
Yeah, you could do that. But
I mean, he did well against the Colts.
But Peyton would certainly get some zingers. Wearing the Stidham jersey might be pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
But it'd get a little hot.
I kind of like the Eli idea, too, because it's a double whammy because he beat him twice.
How about if you got a special golf ball that was deflated or something? just something, you know. You got to give me something to have someone.
I'm actually very excited about this. This is going to be really cool. I just love the idea that it's going to be wide open. Everything's going to be mic'd up. Everyone's going to hear everything. And it's just so rare that you ever get Tom Brady in that sort of situation, and it never happens.
Yeah, I could see him just hitting the golf ball and it just deflates on the way down or something like that. That'd be awesome.
I want to see what the worst part of Brady's game is. I want to see if he's actually bad at something.
Do you think he's going to be better or worse than Peyton in golf?
They say that Manning is a little better, I think.
Okay.
But they say that Brady's very good.
Well, I'm sure Peyton's had a little bit more practice recently in the last couple of years.
So we'll see what happens. But I think it's 2 o'clock on Sunday, I think, is the time. So I'm looking forward to watching it as well. Top 4 at 4, 101.3 The Game.
Number 3.
So it's a serious topic that we're going to try to make some light of here. Aaron Judge's girlfriend, Samantha is her name, is her first name. She was arrested in February in Arizona for driving under the influence. She blew a .12 at the scene and then blew a .16 and a .18 when in police custody back at the station. So that inherently is not funny. It's probably a big deal for Judge personally, and now in the media firestorm that's going to come from this to him about, you know, who he chooses to associate with. The video is put out by TMZ Sports of her interaction with police officers. We have the full thing online at 1013thegame.com. I'm going to poke fun at this interaction, though, with the officer. This is right as she got pulled over.
Hi.
Hello. Did you not see me stopping you?
No. Sorry. I was on the phone with my friend. It was her birthday.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Masters.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any headlights on. That's why I stopped
headlights?
You.
Headlights?
Yeah, your headlights aren't on at all.
What do you mean?
1:36.
You know what? 31. It's because I just got my car service.
Her headlights aren't on because she just got her car serviced.
Well, maybe because she usually leaves them on. That could be it. Maybe she leaves an automatic. I don't know. Well,
see, don't bring a good point into this.
Where did you say she's coming from? I didn't hear that.
Mastro's Steakhouse.
Mastro's. Is restaurants open, I guess, at 25% or 50%?
Well, I have no idea. This was in February. She got arrested in February.
February.
The video is out now.
Gotcha.
So she was coming from Mastro's Steakhouse and had 2 glasses of wine.
Ah, the old dreaded, oops, I forgot to turn the headlights on. At what point do you ever do that? You watch, especially at dusk, and you see these morons driving around without their headlights on. It's like, at what point do you realize that you can't see in front of you?
I got pulled over once for not having headlights on.
Wow.
I was
another jail term?
No, I was in college.
Handcuffs?
My roommates were drunk. And I went to pick them up, but I didn't have a car, so I was driving my roommate's car, which I had never driven his car before. So he had, like, you know, the low beams and then the tradition, like the regular beams. So there were lights on, but they weren't on fully, and I didn't know because I'd never driven his car. So I got pulled over for that.
Wow.
Got out of that fine and just turned them on and said I was going to pick up my intoxicated roommates.
Our boys got quite a rap sheet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The one thing I was worried about, really, was I was also, again, I had a baseball game the next day, so that's why I wasn't drinking or anything. But my roommates went to a party, and I'm driving a different roommate's car, and we're piling in like 6 deep into this 3-person car. I got a guy in the trunk.
Oh, jeez.
We used to do that for the drive-ins.
There was a guy in the trunk, and I got pulled over because there was like a girl sitting on a guy's lap, and I couldn't see out the car. And I'm like, well, hopefully she doesn't open the trunk because there's Stanley in the trunk.
Stanley.
Stanley Francois.
My fraternity brother, Keish, goes home with a girl, flips me his car key, says, you take my car home. Drives a Z28. I'm in the car for 2 hours, can't get the car started. kept turning the key, putting my foot on the clutch, slamming on the brake, putting it on the gas pedal. Can't get that thing started. Why do you think, Rich?
You had it in park.
Yeah, you had some gear mistake.
You could only start the car if you put it in reverse.
Yeah.
Who the hell? You didn't tell me that?
What kind of a rule? What kind of car
is that? It's a 5-speed, but then you had to take it down and put it down to the bottom right, and you couldn't start it. I'm like, are you kidding me? What the hell was that?
That wouldn't work for you because you always bomb out of our parking lot over
exactly.
The grass.
I'm like, you couldn't tell me before you threw me the car keys sitting in the parking lot like a knucklehead.
And when you're dating someone famous and you get pulled over, this is your only chance to get out of it, apparently. Here's what Aaron Judge's girlfriend said to cops.
I just need to get home.
Right.
You know who my boyfriend is? This is going to be bad for me.
She goes, I have to get home. Do you know who my boyfriend is? They go.
Did she ever? No.
We don't.
Right, but did she ever say it was Aaron Judge?
She said later, you know, he's a public figure in the New York media market. They're going to be all over him and all that. So.
I'm surprised she didn't just come out, especially in her stupor estate, and just say, it's Aaron Judge. Well, would a cop have cared about that?
Yeah, if I would have been a cop and she would have told that to me, I would have said, oh, so is the three other girls he's with tonight also. I don't think she would have liked, yeah, you want to play games? Let's play games.
No, you don't incite things.
Yeah, I do. I'll bring that up.
Top 4-4, 101.3 the game.
Number 2.
And by the way, in about 8 minutes, we're going to have Arnie's frat brother Keg on.
Not Keesh, Keg.
On Family Talk Friday, Keg. So we're looking forward to that. That comes up in about 8 minutes.
You can call him Keggy.
Okay. Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring sold for more than $1 million. It was just over $1 million. So it's all part of the All-In Challenge. It goes towards Feeding America, Meals on Wheels, World Central Kitchen, and No Kid Hungry charities. It's also, there's, you know, kind of all these things are getting some attention right. Because of the impact of the coronavirus. So it's all kind of under the coronavirus umbrella, but $1 million.
I thought it got up to $1.5 million. I'm going to have to double check that. That's a lot of money. Good for Robert Kraft.
That's for the one against the Falcons.
Okay. I want to say this. You know, he caught a lot of crap, obviously, what happened down in Florida and that whole thing. And I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know, when you do something bad like that, it's not that you punish him to the full extent, because look what he does. When it comes to philanthropy and not that you're above the law, but we were talking about something so minuscule and people were making a great big deal about this. This is what's important when you're giving millions of dollars to charity and stuff.
Do you think that's his real Super Bowl ring? Do you think he has 5 of them?
Well, I'm sure it's really one of them.
I don't mean to be cynical, but my thought was maybe this is one of 2 or 3 that he has.
No, maybe one was his wife's.
Or she wife wasn't alive for this one.
He might have made one for a family member. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. As Rich said, maybe he had a backup. Or maybe it really was. Do you really need the ring? I mean, he's got trophies. He's got memories. You don't need the rings.
Of the ones to give up, though, I think I would have wanted to give up like the Eagles or the Panthers one. But then again, I don't know if they would have fetched as much money. I would say the first one and this one are probably the ones that would have fetched you the most money. Top 4-4.
Number one.
There we go.
Number one, Benedict Haskell sitting to my left.
Oh, boy.
Just out of nowhere comes that.
I just can't believe what you did this morning. I just can't believe what you did. Don't think we're letting you off the hook here.
Whatever. Off the hook? That's the entire first half hour of the show.
Well, it's a new audience now that didn't hear it. So you were on WVMT this morning, our sister news talk station, and you ripped Arnie. You called us out for not letting you talk enough. And then you defended them for their oversight in how to handle company protocol on Wednesday when they tried to use our studio beyond when they're allowed to, and we tried to use it, and we were going to have a big rumble about it. You defended them.
My confidence is shattered right now. It's shattered.
I mean, Benedict Haskell over here.
I can't even talk when Arnie says stuff like
that. I'm in pieces. I'm ruined.
Benedict Haskell decided to go like this. I mean, really, we're talking with Kurt Wright from WVMT.
Actually, you actually gave us a little. You were with us a little bit.
Well, I mean, the governor's announcing $400 million. You know,
bingo.
I'd like to know where that's going.
Absolutely. You know it doesn't matter what the governor's announcing.
Let's talk to some person nobody's ever heard of, Marley Rivera.
Yeah, the governor sitting right next to you. He couldn't care less when we had him on the show up in St. Albans.
Well, sure, I could have.
You couldn't care.
The St. Albans Co-op. That was one of my favorite remotes.
This was awesome. Okay,
thank you.
No, that interview was awesome, but this was just absolutely ridiculous, the fact that I don't care what the governor's announcing. I don't care.
But $400 million to promoters?
Guess what? Do it on your own time in a different studio. This was our time, our studio, and they had no right to use it. And you defended them rather than stick up for it.
Not up in here, you can't.
Okay, whatever. Is Arnie here? Is he saying something? I can't hear him. You're dead to me right
not
now.
Not up in here.
But who has the studio every day at 11 o'clock? Who has it?
We do.
Let's ask somebody who knows.
Technically, that's kind of a nebulous time where we're supposed to let each other know.
Don't hit me with your big words. What does nebulous mean?
So they get it at 11, but they use it until 1. We get it starting at noon. So
okay, so it was their studio at 11 o'clock.
But not until 1 when they used it.
Okay, so half of you, you're half wrong and half right. You're half in the wrong.
They're supposed to communicate with us, hey, we're going to be in there after our show.
And
we're
you're
using
supposed
it.
To communicate that you need it at 11, correct?
But yes, but I copped to that. And you didn't even bring that up with
didn't
them.
Didn't stick up for us at all. Matt, the sales guy, cage match, Marcus and Kurt versus Brady and Arnie. But we don't want to give those two heart attacks. What are you kidding me? What's wrong with you?
Marcus would crush you guys. Have you seen the arms on that guy?
That's the one that is younger than us but looks 20 years older? Oh, no, that's the other guy.
No, Kurt is 64.
Okay.
He's older than even you.
This is the guy that has a bigger stomach than me.
Wow.
I'm not going with that. That's mean.
That would be an awfully big stomach.
You've been ripping me all morning like crazy, but that's mean.
You had a chance to defend us. You didn't.
Right.
Remember where your bread is buttered? You didn't. You're part of the number one rated show, which was us. You seem to forget that, and you went and told them about how, oh, it's okay that she didn't follow protocol, and, oh, they don't let me talk, and, oh, right. Arnie sat at home on his backside for 2 months.
Right.
He didn't defend anything about
that
us.
That hurt the most.
Coming up with facts? Don't you hate those fact things?
I wasn't on the couch. I was sitting in the chair doing the show.
Oh, well, that makes a difference.
Just like you and Brady.
You chose to spend 2 months away from your pals here in the radio station.
Judas Haskell.
And it's all right. I'm not gonna allow that. The part that we're talking about where I couldn't get a word in was 4.5 minutes of conversation, which they played back on the show, and I barely quickly raced through 3 sentences before Arnie interrupted me.
You then said though that I haven't gotten a word in on this show for 10 years.
That's incredible.
That's the one you got me on.
So there you go.
The only one.
Well, I think we got you 6 ways to Sunday.
Brian was so can we vote Rich off the island?
Wow.
My wife wants to know what time's Keggy. Keggy's coming up next. It's Family and Friends Talk Friday. My fraternity brother, Keg, is coming up next. You're in the huddle.
It feels great to get life closer and closer to normal. Just like it feels great to listen to 3 hours of great sports talk radio. It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3, the game, moving along on a beautiful Friday. Seems like I'm saying that every day, guys.
That's good. We like that.
Absolutely. But it is Friends and Family Friday. Very excited for our next guest. He was a fraternity brother of mine. We go way, way back. It is my fraternity brother, Keg. Keggy, how you doing, buddy?
Arnie, it's good to hear from you, buddy. How are you doing?
Don't act like you haven't heard from me in a while. I just texted you a couple days
ago. I know. We just texted a few minutes.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead. They're going to mute my mic. They're going to ask you a bunch of embarrassing questions. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And just let it rip. So, guys, go ahead. Speak to my fraternity brother, Keg.
I can't wait for this, Rich. Arnie's here with us. His mic is off, and the world just feels good here. We can get the real dirt. Keg, we hear about you frequently. I feel like I know you intimately already. I have to ask you, how did you guys meet?
Well, Arnie, I think we picked him up at the airport. And, our fraternity was, we weren't the richest guys. We weren't the best looking guys. We weren't the smartest guys. We're kind of the island of misfit toys, the fraternities, if you would. And so our standards were quite low. So Arnie fit right into that. And we went and picked him up at the airport. And the rest is history. We had a great group of friends. There was Quiche. There was Resin. There was PR. There was Thumpy. There was me, Keg. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Just a cast of characters. And so we had quite many adventures.
So what was Arnie's nickname? It's Keg and Resin and all these other names. What was his?
Okay, so Arnie's nickname, a little derogatory, but when we grew up as kids, we're old, There was a show called Green Acres, and they had a character on there, and it was Arnold the Pig. So we kind of morphed his name, and his nickname is Spiggy. And so it started off as Arnold the Pig, then it was Spig, and with the Spanier, and then it became Spiggy, Spignacho, kind of the dude thing, you know. All that, the old El Spigarino.
Why did you guys, why did Arnie have to join a frat? Could he not make friends just going around campus hanging out at intramurals or anything? Why did he have to hook up with you guys?
Exactly, yes. he needed friends and, you know, other misfits, and so we provided that for him.
Now, this is kind of a silly question because obviously he was, but how much fun was Arnie in a frat?
We had a blast. I mean, we had a friend, Bob. And he was always taking notes, and he was like, I'm going to write a book with this someday, but nobody's going to believe it. We had a fantastic time. You know, Arnie's a big hoopster in his day. Ugh. And our fraternity had an enclosed basketball court, not covered, but inside the fraternity walls. And so it attracted a lot of, and we had a really good intramural team. And we used to play in Bear Down Gym at U of A, and it was a lot of fun, yeah.
So, did Arnie actually drink back then? Because we've seen him have like 5 beers in the 3.5 years we've done the show together. Tell me at least he, because I didn't know any frat guys that never drank. So, did Arnie drink back then?
He faked it. You know, you're right on the money. He would drink. Actually, he drank quite a bit back then, but it was just out of peer pressure. But I'll tell you one thing. Arnie is a quarters champion. Wow. Now, if you're not familiar with the game quarters, you drop a quarter, you try to hit it into a glass, the other guy's got a drink. He could put people under the table. We used to go to a bar called the Green Dolphin, and Arnie'd sit in his corner, and it was just like, you want to go challenge Arnie, you know, bring your A game.
Quarters at the Green Dolphin. Yeah. That sounds like, yeah. That sounds like a country song.
It was a country song. We were in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get started here. Tell us about the time you guys interviewed as lifeguards.
Oh, my gosh. So Arnie and I enjoyed our academic career to the fullest, and we wanted to stay down there. It was such a great gig for summer school. And so we, our parents said, okay, you can be there in summer school. We'll help you with your rent, but you got to get jobs. We're not just going to, you know, pay you to freeload, although, you know, that's what ended up happening. And so, you know, we took one class in, like, basket weaving and World War II history or something, and then we got on the newspaper. Again, we're old. This is a long time ago. And, you know, we're circling these jobs, and Arnie says, here's a perfect one, a lifeguard. We'll just hang out in the chair all day with sunglasses, you know, pick a kid up by the back of his neck if we need to. You know, we can do this. And so the requirement was to swim a mile. And so Arnie and I, the beginning of the summer, had decided to go get to the thrift shops. This is before Goodwill. We went down to the thrift shop on 4th Avenue, and we got these matching Hawaiian shirts and Hawaiian pants. His was blue and blackish. Mine was orange and blackish, but they were right next to each other. They were exactly the same, big floppy, you know, as the whole thing. And we were like, we're going to wear this every day this summer. We had pools in Arizona, so anyway, but do the math there. So we're wearing this stuff, and we have these big, like, you know, sea anchor long pants on, and we're like, we're going to swim a mile. So we pace off our pool at the apartment complex. We figured out what a mile was. You know, we're pushing off the wall 3/4 of the way. We're like, we can do this. So we did 43 laps in the pool, half of it walking on the bottom, and we're ready to go. So it's the big day for the lifeguard test. Arnie has a habit of here's the good stuff. This is the good stuff. Arnie has a habit of when he gets nervous, okay, before dates and before any kind of event like a lifeguard competition, he gets so nervous, it starts with him saying, I don't feel so good, and it ends with him throwing up in the sink, okay? So this is a nervous guy. Anyways, so he does his thing. We're ready to go. Now, Arnie had this Porsche 911.
Wow.
And it sounds a lot sexier than it was. It was closer to a Volkswagen. And his dad had sent him money to fix the door because the door hinge was falling off. Well, he used that money, you know, to party. And so Arnie and I are, back then, you know, Arnie's a big guy, and I'm a big guy. I'm up just picture of like a fire plug, and you know, north of 260, and we're getting in and out of this Porsche through the windows, you know. So it was a horrible scene. So we roll up to the YMCA, and like out of a movie, we each grab one of these double doors, and we open the door, and there is 30 people in Speedos and hat, you know, the little swimmer hats, and it's, you know, the guy doing that thing, you know, the with the arms and the waving the arms, and we're like, oh man, we're in trouble. And so we get up to the thing, and the little lady's got her clipboard, and we go, we're here for the lifeguard test. And she's like, well, it's actually a competition.
Oh, no.
For the 6 spots. And so Arnie, you know, we do the math, we're not going to make, you know, so Arnie says, well, you know, there's got to be something we can do here, you know. You can never take the Brooklyn out of Arnie. I'm sorry, not Brooklyn, pardon me, the Bronx out of Arnie. Even though he grew up in L.A., he's a Bronx guy. And so he's, you know, he's going to make a deal with these. He's going to talk his way through it. We had no luck, and we ended up running out to Bobo's on Grand Avenue and getting biscuits and gravy and going back home. So that's that story.
We're talking with Arnie's frat brother Keg here on Family and Friends Talk Friday on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You know, I'm sure you know Arnie's wife, Beth. We all love Beth. She used to work here too. But he did date some women before her. Are there any good Arnie stories about pre-Beth life? You know, Lee, Cindy, Paula, any of the old women Arnie used to run with?
Oh, boy. You know, in respect to Beth and for Arnie's safety, I'm going to just tell these stories in a broad brushstroke.
Okay.
Arnie's dating style, okay, was stalking is a strong word. It was more like ghosting, and kind of just was always where whatever poor girl, you know, he set his eyes on. And he just kind of, you know, pushed his way in. And yes, he did have his first girlfriend was a member of the 80 Pie House, and we used to do this thing where we had a double decker English bus, and we'd put a keg on that little part where you get on, and we would drive up to the sororities and say, "Hey, we're having a party at our house, free beer," and you know. But then some girls would get on the bus, and we'd pick up a bunch of girls, and we'd bring them back to the house, and there'd be a band and about 12 kegs, and hey, I'm not exaggerating, like 10, 12 kegs, and all hooked together. And we would hire some, you know, some garage band, and it was Nirvana. And so I think that's how Arnie's first girlfriend, he met her, was through that deal. I can just say that she's great personality. That's what I'll say about her. I think one time a friend of ours, Eric, described her as blotchy. And
wow.
Yeah, so I'm just going to leave that at that. Great personality. Arnie's second girlfriend was a Jersey Shore girl, and she had kind of a Flock of Seagulls haircut going and braces. And smaller than his first girlfriend, and nice gal, and she hung out with these three Jersey girls, Weenie, and there was a whole crew. And so we all lived at this apartment complex. It was like Peyton Place. There was a pool in the middle, and they put all the college people together. So there was a two-story apartment with staring at a pool, and everybody around this pool was in a fraternity or sorority. Oh, and by the way, our fraternity, after a 22-year proud history at the University of Arizona, about a year and a quarter, year and a half after Arnie arrived, we got kicked off campus.
Shocking.
We started paying, we leased our house from the university, and we used that money to throw these big parties. So, anyways, we're off campus. Now we're in apartments, and that's how he met his second gal, and she... you know how couples will walk together and stuff? He was always kind of walking behind her. I'll just say that. And so, and then the last one was we took a train down to Mazatlan. Again, we weren't the rich kids. We had to take the train. We didn't fly in. And we took a train to Mazatlan for spring break, and we got put up in a hotel. By the way, we got stuck in an elevator in Mexico. That was hilarious. And he met this other gal. She was from Texas, and the next thing you know, she's coming back to live with Arnie in Tucson. I mean, this guy, he's amazing, you know? I mean, he was a tall guy. He had hair back then, and, you know, he worked it. So it was very fun.
Now, when you say he worked it, I mean, you got any pickup lines you remember or any moves, any special Arnie moves?
Oh, no, I go back to the ghosting thing. It's just kind of an overwhelming presence, and you just, you know, you give in eventually. I think that's kind of his technique.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left with you, Keg, so I got to ask you about the time you had to save Arnie's foot from getting amputated.
Oh, yes. He got an infection, and he almost lost his foot. So that was not a good thing. But
how did you save it?
We pierced it.
Well, that sounds
so
fun.
You don't want to go. Don't talk about Arnie's feet. I'm almost done with the therapy from that. Arnie kept an active fungus in one of his toes and liked to saw it with a sock, and because it felt good to itch it. And I, you know, you got it out of me. But that's kind of what was going on there.
Oh,
yeah, nasty, huh?
What's the story?
I'll tell you one other last story that I think you're funny. We were going to go on a road trip. We used to rent these motorhomes. We were going to go to UCLA for a game over Thanksgiving break, and we ended up going to Vegas. Everybody lost all their money, and we ended up ripping out the utility lines because we couldn't pay the Circus RV Resort the fee we owed them. So we just kind of did a midnight dash out of there and then headed to the UCLA game where we got in a fight with a bunch of Navy SEALs.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good idea.
That sounds great.
Before we bring the man himself back, Arnie's neighbor threatened to shoot him? What's the story between almost getting shot by a neighbor?
I would just say that, you know, people either love Arnie or they really hate him. and this guy was in the latter category.
Yeah. Oh, so we're not getting no more details on that, Keg?
You know, I know the statute of limitations is expired, but, you know, I can neither confirm nor deny that we did something to make that stop.
Keg, it was my neighbor in the
duplex,
right. And he got really drunk, and he's like, I don't care what the – I'm going to shoot that guy. And I don't even know what I did to him. I didn't know what I – but he didn't like me.
It was just your overwhelming, obnoxious personality. Yeah. I think he just had enough.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like us, though. People in our own fraternity didn't like us.
They didn't. You're true. We had our own little sub crew there. We were – you think back, Arnie – we were like a motorcycle gang, lawless, with Greek letters and preppy clothes on. I mean, it was out of control.
Oh, man. Keg, I got to tell you, I miss you guys. You're the best. You got to come up. You got to come out to the East Coast. I know everybody always comes back to Phoenix, but, I mean, everybody, Keish lives in Florida. Evan Rezin lives in New York. I'm in Vermont. You got to come back up here.
I do need to come out there. I would love to see you and Shay and Beth. Arnie's the only guy who started in Los Angeles, goes to Phoenix, Scottsdale, goes to Vegas, goes to Texas, and now Vermont. No offense to Vermont, but I'm just saying, you know, that there's no winner in those other places.
Keg is
his trajectory.
Keg is dating right now one of our little sisters from college.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're dating someone from the sorority house with the Keg bus? Maybe.
I'll tell you the last thing about Arnie, though. Yeah. A lifelong friend.
Yeah, Keg, I miss you guys.
I miss you, too.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. We'll have to get, like, Rezin or Keish on next, but I'll give you a call later on, okay, buddy?
Okay, buddy. Take care. Good to talk to you guys, and have a great day. And stay safe out there.
You, too. There goes Keg. Family Talk Friday. Arnie, you know, I think, does he want to host his own radio show? Because I think he gave us like a 4-minute dissertation once without even so much as breathing.
Okay, we couldn't even make a dent on some of the stories. Keg, when I first got there, I transferred from Southern Colorado. Keg was our house manager, and he would fix things, and he had already been thrown out of school after 1 year, and to get like a new window or a door, we'd have to give him like a couple of cans of ravioli or soup or something to keep him going.
Otherwise, for a couple of guys who couldn't, you know, were pretty much in the bag 24/7 through the entire college experience, His recollection was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, he was telling you the exact two colors of both of your swim trunks.
Yeah, did you plan this? Did you talk to him yesterday or something and prep him?
He left a few things out, but it's funny because I remember the going in for the lifeguard thing. Keg was unshaven, and he always had a cigarette in his mouth. And he walked in with the cigarette in his mouth, and I swear he didn't tell you, but all 30 looked at us like, this has got to be a joke.
Right.
I love how you train for the swimming by walking along the bottom.
Well, we wanted to see if we could do a couple laps, and then Keg's like, oh, we could do this. I go, let's just walk a little bit and see if we can finish it up. You also had to, I think you had to, like, tread water for, like, an hour, no, for like 10 minutes or something.
Now, did he do this with a cigarette in his mouth?
No, we looked at each other.
He thought they went to eat.
Yeah, we're like, we're not going to make this. People are in Speedos and working out. We really showed up with, like, long, disgusting Hawaiian shorts and Hawaiian shirt.
And it
was
hair.
Eye blinding. It just was terrible. It was crazy.
Well, maybe since we talked about an hour one, we did in the top 4 and 4 2. Since Rich is dogging us now,
yes.
Maybe Keg wants to come be our co-host next time Rich goes on vacation.
Exactly. We'll have it the Brady, Arnie, and Keg show.
Yeah, well, just call it the Keg Party, and he can be the star.
Since that was funny, but I'm so mad at you still. I'm not going to give you too much credit for it, but that was pretty good. But since Rich wants to go hook up with the WVMT guys and join their show, apparently.
Wow.
Then we'll get Keg on our side.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thanks to my buddy Keg. That was fun. So
does he have a name, by the way?
His name's Mike, but we called him Keg.
When he called it the commercial, he goes, this is Michael. I go, we're not looking for Michael. We're looking for Keg.
We're looking for his girlfriend we used to call Pony Keg. So, you know, I tell you, it was... now he's dating one. I guess he didn't want to comment on that.
No, that's for sure.
Dating one of our little sisters.
He was running away from that inquiry like his hair was on fire.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Did being in a frat ever get you anywhere in the professional world? Because I see I think that being in a frat is just an excuse to drink.
Yeah, however, it is. Pretty much it is.
They all say like, oh yeah, well, like networking. Oh, the CEO of that place, he's also a Delta Phi.
Right.
Did it ever get you anywhere?
It helps the big fraternities. Keg was pretty much right. We were more like a social club. It was we did bad things. We did very bad things.
Did you have to do like community service and all that to keep your accreditation and all that?
We pretend we did.
Yeah, there you go.
Watch cars out on the main drag in Tucson.
We just had some. We had some crazy guys.
I think Keg might have had one too many Milwaukee's best, though, for the fact that he called you a hooper back in the day.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't play ball. He played football. He was like a big lineman. Like his claim, I forget who he said he tackled some guy that made it to the NFL.
Then he was the powder keg.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. Although I won't compliment you either.
Just saying, since you dogged us earlier, we're in a bit of a spat right now.
I don't know anything about this.
Couples therapy perhaps is needed.
I hope you like Keg out there. I don't even know what we're getting to next, Brady. What are we doing next?
Well, next is we got a break, Artie. We got to get to the top of the hour.
That's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
He's been here forever.
Call me old fashioned, but I miss conversation.
He's one of you.
Once I got the, what's it called? iPhone.
Yeah.
This thing right here.
Yeah, that's an iPhone.
It's Rich Haskell.
I'm no spring chicken here.
On The Huddle.
This is a sports town. Man, I had no idea.
On 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is the power hour of the show. 1 hour left into your weekend as we get you started for your big three-day weekend. Big plans for you or what? Big plans?
No, just a lot of beer and biking.
Beer and biking. B&B. You do that all the time.
Not
you
the kind of B&B most people want to go to on the weekend.
You know, think about, real quick, about the weather. Yeah. I just have to say this. It's in Siberia today. 78 degrees.
Wow. I didn't know it got that hot.
No, it doesn't. Trust me. That's 46 degrees above normal.
I was going to say, I didn't think it got that hot out there.
The monthly record is 68 degrees. That was the highest. So it's the warmest it's ever been in this month.
They're partying out there today.
The daily record was 54 degrees previously. So it was 24 degrees warmer than the previous daily record.
Wow. That's insane.
I don't think that's probably good for the environment.
No.
Good for Siberia.
Maybe that's a place we could potentially go to this weekend. I'll bet the airfare is pretty light.
Have you? I sent you that thing about Southwest, $49 to $99 one way.
Yeah, but that's to like seven places.
No, you know, it's got to be more than that.
It's like, oh, Biloxi, Mississippi. Let's
go. No, you can go to like California or do something like that. You can go all over the place.
Well, how about if I go nowhere? I'm going to, my weekend consists of Swanton.
People are flying. I don't know if you guys know that. People are flying, you know, traveling and getting in on the airfares. They're not doing much social distancing when they're on the plane, but they are flying.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are just kind of putting the last 2 months of all the stuff we did behind them. And, you know,
going out there and living life, running out there.
Yeah, the traffic is back. The bike path was jumping. So, people have had enough. Whether, you know, whether that's the right thing to do or not is not my department.
Well, Governor Scott, no Champlain Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Wow. That kind of hurts.
99 straight years.
That's amazing. I still think next year has to be number 100. Just because you missed a year doesn't mean, you know,
well,
don't count it.
But it's not 100 next year.
It is. You just,
it's what would have been 100.
Gosh, don't do that to me. But
Brady?
And Hootie was
That next year, yes, next year should be 99. Right.
And Hootie and the Blowfish were coming out. My buddy Hootie.
Your buddy.
Well, it's just Darius. I think the Blowfish are done.
Your buddy Hootie, as if he's a real person. my friend Hootie. Oh, what's his name?
Darius. And I taught something Rich before the show. Taught him something new.
Yeah,
this is very exciting.
This is going to blow your mind.
I'm not leaving my car all weekend. What's it called?
Pandora.
That's only been around for about 15 years.
And you don't need to listen to it in your car. You can listen to it anywhere.
Oh, I understand that. But the cool thing is apparently if I just plug it in my car, and I can play any song I want to at any time.
I was playing Marillion before the show today. And he was freaking out.
I was like, wait a minute, that's live Marillion you're playing. How did you get that? And he says, I'm listening to it on Pandora. And so I got the app, and I'm now going to spend the whole weekend in my car. You'll see me sitting in some parking lot in the middle of blasting music.
He then asked what Spotify. Our podcast is on Spotify every day, and we tell our audience every day about Spotify.
I understand you tell them, but that doesn't mean I have to understand what the hell you're saying.
Yeah, but you could listen to music on Spotify also.
All right, let's just take it slow.
Yeah, we'll take it slow.
Give
one
me
breath
about
at a
year
time.
Or two on, what's it called again? I forgot.
Pandora.
Pandora, and then we'll work on Spotify.
If you're on the show for a year or two, Brady and I are very upset at you from what happened this morning.
Yeah, well, you can't include yourself, but we do.
I can include myself.
So are we going to bring this up again?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's a new audience that needs to weigh in here on our...
You stabbed me in the back, I shouldn't bring it up again?
You stabbed us both in the back. So, again, we have to reset the story.
All right, real quick,
by
the way, how was Keg, everybody? I loved him. I thought Keg was very funny.
Oh, absolutely. It's too bad he's not here to defend me.
Yes,
Keg was great. So, that's the end of Family Talk Friday.
That is the end of Family Talk Friday.
And no movies to watch this weekend?
Nope, no movie Monday next week.
The show is getting back to normal. Next thing you know, we're going to have sports, actual games to talk about.
I can't wait again for the day where we go back into spring training and we're talking about a pitcher who gave up one run in a third of an inning. We say, it's it. He's not going to make the team anymore.
Oh, bring it on.
Yeah, I told Rich first I would die for a game where the Red Sox lost 13-0 and we're just ripping the bullpen.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. How great would that be to have a real Red Sox game that we could talk about? I couldn't care less if they lose 50-0. Just a game.
I can't.
Any game.
I can't. Keg was great. Family. You know, a lot of the stuff we've done has been fun, though. The Hometown Hump Day.
Oh, yeah.
We'll continue some of it. But, Family Talk Friday, this was it. Family and Friends Talk Friday, done. I didn't think you guys liked that idea when I first brought it up.
I was okay with it. We've had my wife on before. We've had people on before, so.
Yeah, and Elaine's kind of chimed in from time to time.
Yeah,
I just didn't think I could find enough people in my, I certainly couldn't find enough friends, because according to, you know, the way things are going today, I don't have any. I certainly have none on the text line today, but I just didn't know if I could come up with this to continue for months on end.
We haven't heard from Vince in a while, so he chimes in with no baseball is good baseball.
Oh, that's right. He hasn't changed. So his opinion hasn't swayed in the last 6 months.
Hasn't swayed at all. But in case people don't know, they're just tuning in, Rich did some horrible things to me and Brady.
Which you weren't even
aware
of.
This morning, I'm bleeding terribly now after what you've done to me. I have to go ahead and get therapy. I'm in shock over what you've done to me.
Yes, you do have to get therapy.
So the 60-second recap is this. On Wednesday, we were going to tape two interviews at 11 and 11:30. We were all set to all come in. We were all going to do it. Then I come in here at 10:58 getting ready to do the interview, waiting for you guys to come right in behind me. And the WVMT guys go, what are you doing? I go, we're going to tape interviews. They go, no, you're not. We're going to stream the governor's press conference live about the stimulus package or whatever.
Much more important.
But their show ends at 10, right?
No, their show ends at 9.
Oh, 9?
So And
wow,
they were going to plan on hijacking the studio from 11 until 1. If they're going to cross over into our time, they need to have written documentation that they want to do
Good Lord.
And ask for permission.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is the time? Give us the time. What time did they have this room?
Technically, they would have it until noon.
Bingo.
What time is their show on? 6 to 9?
Yes. However, they did not say we want to use it until 1. They haven't been in here past 10 any day for the last 2 months.
Okay. But so, technically, they had it until noon.
So we called them out. Today, they played back our audio and they called us out. They brought Rich into the fray.
Yes, which I don't appreciate.
And Rich decided to defend them.
Yes, trying to stay on the fence here, like always.
Defend them and go against us. You're part of a number one rated sports talk show.
Yes.
I didn't check. Last I checked, your name was not on The Drive with Marcus and Kurt. It's not The Drive with Marcus and Kurt and Rich.
It is not.
What's up with that? Why is my face not on the side of the VMT van?
So you're doing their dirty work, and I don't quite get why here. So here's what happened. Marcus, he issued the opening salvo about this.
I mean, come on. I will admit my part. Things were flying at a million miles per hour that day. I'm sorry. I did not do a good job of communicating to Brady that we were going to do that, that we were going to broadcast the governor's press conference. So that's on me. Totally get that. That's on me. But, whoa, come on now. You want to air these grievances on air? Fine. Let's bring it.
Yeah, we're bringing it.
He doesn't mean that.
No, he does. They would back down.
Because I could open my mouth right now. That would terrify him.
If they want to, if they're listening, call in. Try to defend yourselves. But Rich,
I left Kurt a note. I begged him to call at 5 o'clock.
But Rich, I just don't understand why you, of all people, are siding with them. And here was Kurt Wright from the morning show today.
Actually, you actually gave us a little. You were with us a little bit.
Well, I mean, the governor's announcing $400 million. You know,
bingo.
I'd like to know where that's going.
So you're saying that it was okay for them to hijack our studio at the times we're allowed to be in here, ruin our interviews, and you're okay with that? You didn't stand up for us at all.
No, because I was hoping I could get another stimulus check out of that $500 million.
Oh my goodness! What does one have to do with the other?
It's all about me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Unbelievable! It's so insulting the way you just stab us in the back that with these two guys.
Who did you want to interview? Somebody named Marley Rivera?
Yeah. When you read her next story on ESPN and tell us how great it is, I'll remind you. You said she's a nobody.
Well, she's not Mariano Rivera. If it's Mariano Rivera, then I'm all for it. That becomes your priority.
Do you want to know what Rich told me about those guys once?
What? Yeah, I do.
What? No, he's just going to start making bleep up. Go ahead.
Everything I'm going to tell you is true. I don't know. I think Rich told me. No. I'm pretty sure you told me. You want me to say it on the air?
Oh, see, this is how he lines.
Do you want me to say it on the air?
Go ahead, Arnie. Make something up.
You're here every day at 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Any time in the last couple of months has anybody been late to that show?
Yes, Marcus was late one day.
Because he?
I have no idea.
Overslept?
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens. I overslept about 9 years ago.
Look how we didn't want to bring that up, though, Brady. You wanted to keep that a secret.
That was 100 months ago. I can't remember that. I mean, come on. You're just making stuff up.
I didn't make that up. That's true. You just admitted it.
No, he did. He was late one day.
This isn't made up.
From the guy who sat on his couch for the last 2 months.
This isn't being made up. Arnie, he threw you under the bus today.
If you listen to the show for years, he does nothing but incite riots on the radio. He does it on a constant basis. Half the time, he has no idea what he's even talking about, but he doesn't care. He just wants to stimulate conversation that maybe is to the other side.
Well, I've been accused of not knowing what I'm talking about either.
Yeah, that's the city council
too,
president.
Rich.
You're being compared to the city council president. You should be honored.
E2,
Brute. So here again is the situation. They were in the wrong. They did not tell us they wanted the studio for longer than they usually take
In their time that they are allowed to have
allowed to have it until 1 p.m., Rich, which is how long they wanted it for.
Okay.
They ruined our ability to have the interview with all three of us on it.
They could have done it legally and had it end at 12 o'clock just as the governor was announcing the $400 million.
Yes, however, so they kept it until 1, which is illegal. They didn't
Very illegal.
They didn't ask. They didn't ask. They didn't send an email. They didn't give a heads up. Nothing.
They don't respect us. That's why.
We got already ready here to do the interview. Came in to do the interview.
I couldn't believe it.
And then.
Came in?
Yes.
Came in from his couch.
Well, I wanted to make sure I was here in person.
And then you decided to go on the air. today,
yes.
defend them, say no. that their topic was more important than ours,
no.
accuse Arnie of never knowing what's up and accusing him of just starting a riot. Then, and then you went out and said this. Oh, I couldn't believe you did this.
No, I can't.
I just realized I haven't gotten a word in on that show for 10 years. I mean, I just listened to that entire 5-minute thing, and I think I said 3 sentences.
Okay, so now,
get AJ true. On the phone. Get AJ on the phone.
That's one. Get AJ. Yeah, get all the former.
Get AJ and Villani on the. Drummers. Yeah, get him there.
Yes, let's get Chris Villani on. Why do you bring that? What does that have to
because
do with
you
anything?
Said 10 years. We've only been doing the show
for four.
Four. So yeah. obviously, the 6 years before that, you were mad at them.
No, believe me, I could get plenty of words in when there were only two of us.
So
sometimes it was silence.
You're accusing us. Of not being good enough teammates and not giving you the ball enough.
Well,
you're saying
Arnie.
We take too many shots.
That's like murder.
It's Arnie.
That's like murder.
How many sentences have you not let me finish in this show in the last 4 years? Almost all of them.
I don't think ever.
There's another one.
I don't think ever.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when we watched Cool Runnings, the movie about the Jamaican bobsled team?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Where's this going?
And remember how there was... Sanka, the guy with the crazy hair.
Yes, Sanka Coffee.
Yeah. He said that he wanted to be the driver. And John Candy's character said, you're not the driver. And he said, I am Sanka Coffee. I am the best pushcart driver in all of Jamaica. I must drive. Well, because he was thinking he wasn't getting his proper credit. He wasn't getting his due.
And you're Sanka.
And John Candy's character said this. Is this what you want, Rich?
You see, Sanka, the driver has to work harder than anyone. He's the first to show up and the last to leave. When his teammates are all out drinking beer... He's up in his room studying pictures of turns. You see, a driver must remain focused 100% at all times. Not only is he responsible for knowing every inch of every course he races, he's also responsible for the lives of the other three people in his sled. Now, do you want that responsibility?
I think we make the race to drive him.
So do I, Sanka. So do I.
So
there you go.
If you want to talk more...
Yeah.
And have an equal footing in this show as far as talk time, then you can book the guests, plan the segments, read the articles, and Arnie and I will go on the bike path at noon.
No, but I... yeah, okay. And so
jog
this means,
around.
So your alarm will start being set as of Tuesday at 3:45 a.m. Is that correct?
I will do your morning shift on Tuesday.
And you're going to be useless on this show.
I will do the morning shift for you on Tuesday. No, I'll do it on Wednesday. I don't want to do it on Tuesday. I will do it for you on Wednesday so that we can pump this up. I will do your morning shift on Wednesday, and you can do what I do all day.
I don't think you're able to do what I do in the
morning. I don't think you're able to do what I do.
So. Look at you.
No, but I'm saying that, well, then we're in.
What exactly do you do? You read 30 seconds of script.
No, I do about...
And then you walk out on Mike and Mary on Wednesday.
I have about 35 to 40 deadlined responsibilities every morning.
You read a script.
I read news.
I could read news. Reading is a prerequisite for this job.
You have to print. You have to write a lot of it. You have to take others' writing of it as well. To present it.
Write it for me. I know how to read.
You have to put everything in an exact order with the weather in the right place. And
you give the wrong weather all the time.
But whose fault is that?
Gosh.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, what I'll do is I'll just stay up late, watch the 2244 news. At 11, I'll write it all down early. Because guess what? There ain't a whole lot of news happening.
There's not a lot of news.
11:30 and 5 when you get here.
Okay, well, there are certain places you have to steal as much news as you possibly can to read it in the morning. And you better credit them or you're going to hear from them.
Dan's on your side now. He was on our side. Now he's on your side.
Wow, how did that happen?
Dan in Essex.
Did I say the right thing?
No, he said, Brady, stop crying. He's mad that we played it again. Well, he goes, after hearing the clip for the third time, I'm on Rich's side.
If there's anybody who should be not on my side, it's Arnie, because I basically said that I haven't been able to get a word in edgewise on the show, which is, of course, true.
You threw me in the water like an anchor, and I just sunk.
Well, look at you. why should that be a surprise?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Dan in Essex says, after hearing these clips for the third time, I'm on Rich's side. You know, if you've heard it for the third time, it means you've been listening to us nonstop for 2 hours.
I'll take that.
I think we win in that situation.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan.
Just get that guy a ratings book.
Oh, thank you,
Dan.
So,
if you're listening, if you're able to hear the clip for the third time, you've heard it for 2 hours, then good.
Rick,
we appreciate that.
Dan, stick to your guns while your butt is at work at 4 a.m. in the morning. Those two are in la-la land sleeping.
Absolutely. Or just getting in.
Actually, I'm just going to bed at around that time. It's party night. I kind of just get in about 3:34.
Down to RJ's with the hotties.
I see you when I'm driving home to go home. I see you driving to work.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, every once in a while.
Yeah. Let me think of a better chance scenario.
Wow.
Can I? All right. Before we put this, because someone said the horse is dead, stop beating.
Well, another guy that listened for 2 hours.
Our time spent listening numbers are going up.
Let's go through the roof.
I'm just going to ask you this, and then we'll stop the conversation.
The answer is no.
On Tuesday, will you go on the WVMT morning show again and atone for your mistakes and tell people that you are, in fact, Team Huddle instead of Team Marcus and Kurt?
I would be willing to say on WVMT that my priority is this radio station. However, I would prefer not to do that unless they ask.
Oh, wow. You don't want to offend them, but you'll offend us.
Yeah, you know me. I'm on the fence on everything. I don't deny that.
Yeah.
But no, I will not do that.
Rich, don't take it to heart. It's lonely at the top. They're jealous of the true talent that Zach and Bristol.
There's a highly educated, handsome, smart man.
Oh, and Kyle's ripping you, Brady.
Okay, what's he saying?
He says, Brady, now you're just being a baby. Light Up Rich is a Vermont institution. You've not earned your stripes yet.
Wow.
Wow.
Institutionalized.
What does light up rich mean?
Well, I guess
mean
like lighting them up.
Lighten up.
Oh, lighten up. Oh, I gotcha.
It's a good thing you had me here to help you through that.
Lighten up, Francis.
Cover everybody's voice text mistakes.
Arnie, at what point do we officially earn our stripes? If we haven't earned them yet, is it a time thing?
Yeah, I've been here 6 years. I've lived here.
6 years.
I thought number one rating might have meant we earned our stripes as a team.
I don't even know what
the
hell.
I'll tell you one thing. The three of us have been together than anybody else on this show, Rich and Blank. I mean, you guys, we've made it 4 years. That's way more than anybody else made it.
Does it bother you that it's not Rich and Blank anymore? It's now just The Huddle? It's not even The Huddle with anybody. Well, it's just The Huddle.
The problem was is we had to change the name because we kept changing. It was Rich and Rob. It's Rich and Chris. It's Rich and AJ and Rich. And you know,
why was your name always second, though?
Because I was not running the ship. I was the same job I have here. I'm well, in this case, the third wheel, but I was the second guy. No, basically, things were thrown my way, and I had to have an opinion about them. But it's always been the youngster, so to speak, in the form of Rob. And I know Rob is listening. He probably hasn't been called a youngster in a while. AJ and Chris, and it was their job to do what you do, which is put the show together. I just show up and talk.
Chris goes, is this Itch Fest Friday? But he used another word. I can't read that.
You can't say bitch?
No, I don't think you could say that.
You can.
You can? Okay, so then.
This is called Friday Before a Holiday Weekend at 5:20.
Yes, that's exactly what it's called.
with no sports going on.
Soon.
By the way, Red Sox baseball tonight from 2013. If you're missing 7 years ago, we got Sox in St. Louis,
and
game 4.
Game four, and I bet they're going to win.
I wonder who's pitching for the Sox tonight.
Louis Tiant.
Is John Lackey on the mound tonight,
2013,
perhaps?
It could be Lackey. He's their probably number four starter that year, wasn't he?
Could be. Maybe Clay Buchholz is pitching?
They won.
Still hoping for Tiant. I don't understand that.
Remember Louis Tiant in the 75 World Series when he got on base and had to run the bases? That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Fine. Here's a non-bitching segment or a question I have for the text line.
Yes.
802-655-6672. I went golfing last weekend with my dad. And I went golfing yesterday by myself. Do people prefer golfing with someone, or do you prefer golfing alone?
Do I have to join another twosome or threesome?
No.
Oh, I could just do it by myself?
It's either golfing by yourself or golfing
I'd
with someone
golf,
you know.
Golf by myself.
Why?
Because I could do it quicker, and I could just walk right up and just hit it and keep on going.
And nobody will see you.
I don't care about that. It makes no difference to me whatsoever.
I don't want to be hitting the ball into people's heads and into the river and the woods on every shot.
It's to make it faster, because I don't want to wait for Rich to shoot a shot.
Yeah, but the problem with being alone, and I've golfed alone many times, is that you're sitting behind everybody and you're forcing them to let you play through.
Yeah, but I just mean the act. Because I was telling my dad about it. He goes, sometimes playing alone is relaxing. I didn't find it that relaxing. I missed the camaraderie. I missed the competitiveness. And when I was playing alone, I found myself taking it less serious because there was nothing on the line. Wow. And even though when my dad and I play, I suck, it's just the idea of keeping score with someone matters to me more.
I get more trouble when I do that. You know, like I went golfing with Keg. We got the cart stuck in the sand. I put my foot in the putting hole, and this old man threatened that he would never let me on the course again.
I can't believe you got threatened to shoot you.
Yeah, my neighbor wanted to shoot me and my dog. I should have said, and my dog, Poopsie.
Wow.
So,
Poopsie?
Yeah, my dog's name was Poopsie.
Yeah, you would have a foofy dog name.
Oh, it was a Siberian Husky. But her nickname was Poopsie. It was Wendy O was her real name, but she looked like Wendy O Williams from the Rhythmatics.
Oh, my gosh. That woman was nuts.
That's what we named the dog after.
By the way, Clay Buchholz did start that game and went four innings with no earned runs, which I believe was his only good appearance of that year.
Steve said, wow, Brady, you and Arnie should be hurt because Rich is being such a itch and not siding with you guys. And people like to go golf with a friend, by the way.
Yeah, I like golfing with a friend. Yeah, I took it less serious. There's no one to talk to. I prefer golfing with someone.
Juan says golfing with somebody is better. I'm golfing with three buddies this Sunday at Cedar Knolls.
Oh, nice.
Where is Cedar Knolls?
Yeah, where's that?
Hinesburg.
I'd like to play there.
Do you get to take a cart, or is it walking?
There's two golf courses in Hinesburg, but they're nowhere near each other. They're like 10 miles apart from each other.
Do they have to walk, or do they get to take a cart?
I'll tell you what. You don't want to walk Cedar Knoll. That's a very hilly course.
What's the rules?
I believe you can take a cart now.
Oh, so you can take one.
The big one is barber shops being opened again starting next Friday. But... Well. Under very strict provisions.
Trust me, if you go to Cedar Knoll, bring your mountain climbing equipment. It's very hilly, as I found out the hard way.
I think even the passengers at the barbershop that I go to, they're only allowing one customer in at a time.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
And the customer has to wear a mask.
As of today, salons and barbershops can open May 29th with safety measures in place to protect workers and customers. Churches also are allowed to open to 25% capacity,
right,
which is
right.
That should work.
And then on Friday, a week from today,
let's hope
they're going to let a week from today they will let you know about what's going to happen with the gyms, which means it could, Brady, could they say gyms open today when they come next week, or maybe put a Monday after the weekend, or maybe another week of Friday or something like that?
I would say that when the governor gives an outline of the, I don't think we're going to see the gym open until June 15th.
Governor Scott said the state is not quite ready for gyms and spas to open. Not quite, he said. So it's got to be close. He expects to announce a time frame on when they can reopen next Friday. So one more week at least without Orange Theory.
Okay,
I'm going to guess it's going to be June 15th.
So we're going to get even fatter. Which in Arnie's case is a problem.
I haven't gained any weight. I've lost 2 pounds.
Look at that gut.
What are you looking at?
It's let's just say it's been redistributed.
Wow. 802-655. You took shots of me this morning and now this afternoon, too. Unbelievable.
Don't beat the horse, Arnie. It's dead.
I'm sorry about that. By the way, Steven Hinesburg, someone says they work at Cedar Knolls. That's Steven Hinesburg says he works
there. Nice place.
Oh, we'll get free golf now. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
That's illegal.
What, free golf?
Golf all
to be... soliciting freebies.
I don't play. So what am I soliciting?
Well,
I never play.
Give it to me then.
Give it to you. 802-655-6672. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
I'll give you the choice. Do you want to talk about Colin's perspective on Bill Belichick? Or would you rather talk about the debate going around Twitter right now? Would you rather live in the age of the Jetsons or the Flintstones? Which topic would you rather talk about?
I think I'd rather do the Jetsons, but that's an easy answer. That won't take very long.
You know what? We'll still do it.
All right. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
You've made the huddle part of your quarantine routine.
But don't stop now. The huddle is back on 101.3 The Game.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on this beautiful Friday, getting to your 3-day weekend. I'm not even working on Monday. First time I have a day off in forever. I'm loving this. Unbelievable. What did I say?
No, you didn't say anything, but Rich got a geography thing wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. What did I say?
Buell's Gore?
The text line is here to remind you.
Is it not in Hinesburg?
Nope. That Rocky Ridge is in
Starksboro.
St. George. Now you're wrong twice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's right at the end of 116. Yeah,
don't try to get back to it now.
Yeah,
No.
Right. We ain't playing that game.
Easy geography, boy.
Easy.
Oh, you're right. That is before Hinesburg.
Easy.
Do you feel bad?
Yes, I hate getting things that I'm knowledgeable about wrong.
Yeah, that's...
I drive by there 100 times a year, and I go, oh...
That's going to eat at you.
I'm going to have to leave.
That's going to eat at you.
Bye-bye.
What are you doing this weekend, speaking of leaving?
I'm going to run and bike a lot, and I'm going to a party on the patio with Elaine and the crazy crew of Franklin County people.
Socially distanced party?
In Swanton. He has a patio it's a back porch that he just built that must be 90 feet long.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's the entire length of the house. It's
huge.
Stay away from my bike path, please, so I can enjoy it. I don't want a lot of people down there this weekend.
Sunday, as always, will be complete recovering from Saturday.
Yes.
Basically sitting around or maybe driving hundreds of miles for no reason. And I have no idea. Monday is definitely going to involve outdoors.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing?
I'll work Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday's not really that tough because I make Chris Plank do all the heavy lifting. So I'll just kind of, you know, half-ass it and
get
ready
for
the show.
Every day on this
right?
show.
And then Monday, I'm going to enjoy the sun. I'm going to go down to the bike path and stuff like that and have a good time. Maybe sit out my own patio. I've got one, too, that I never get to use. So I may just sit out there and just relax and have a good time. Hey. Though, you know, usually this is the weekend of the Indy 500 usually and stuff like that. Yeah. And
not to mention the marathon.
Oh, that's right.
Normally
that's
Monday
right.
is recovery day.
Yeah,
you just
marathon.
Go and just lay in bed all day with ice wrapped around 90% of your body.
You know, I got the feeling if we didn't cancel, we could have pulled it off this weekend, no?
What, the marathon?
Yeah.
No.
How are you going to put thousands of people up against each other in the streets of Burlington?
The same way Texas is going to get 90,000 people when they start playing football.
Well, that's crazy.
Playing football in September is a little different than running in May.
Well, you know what? I really think we probably could add people at NBA games, baseball games, but they're going to bring them back. I will promise you this. Wait, you're not under the impression that we're not going to have fans at all this year for baseball, are you?
Yes, I've been under that impression.
Oh, no.
I agree
with hell
Brady.
No. I'll bet you I'll double up on lunch on that. Whether it's the playoffs, World Series,
I will not make a bet with you that there will never be a fan at a baseball game this year.
I'll say full capacity. But
there will not be full capacity fans at any baseball game this year.
There's no chance of that, sitting right on top of each other like that.
We will have a pretty full 30, 40,000 in some of the games before we're done with baseball this year. I'm telling you that right now.
Very optimistic.
All right, we'll see how that plays out.
But, I mean, the marathon, that's just crazy. I mean, do you have any idea how many people show up in downtown on Sunday?
Isn't it like 90,000?
Yes, it's insane.
Yeah, but you could stagger the starts for these.
But how does that affect the 50,000 people that are squashed against each other cheering for the runners?
Well, no cheering.
What does cheering have to do with it?
Well, you said 50,000 people. You could have the runners do it. Just don't have a lot of people going down there to cheer them on. That's all.
It's truly just amazing. It's truly amazing at just how much money talks. And I think we all say that. We all recognize that economics are important. All of these decisions are being driven by money. All of them. Ohio State's going to get 40,000 fans, and Texas is going to have 90,000 fans, and California is going to back down on its stance about,
which
oh, you
was
can't,
very quick.
You can't come to L.A. for 3 months, and now we're going to play against starting in June. This is all about money. The finances of the league, the finances of the TV networks, the finances of the city's infrastructure, it's all about money.
Not only that, it's the 22nd of May. By June, was it June? Well, first of all, the NBA guys are opening back up. Their facilities, though they're not, there's only, I read where LeBron's only practicing against one teammate right now. One or two teammates, I think, is at the top. So that's what's going on there. But we'll wait till this thing opens up. We'll see how bad it gets when the teams start practicing and stuff.
I'm still hearing about it on the text line. For all the crap you've given me on this show, I feel 10 times worse that I got the fact that Rocky Ridge is, in fact, not in Hinesburg.
He was. So. We haven't talked about it in 5 minutes. You weren't even listening to what Arnie just said.
No, I don't care what he's saying. I'm just reading the text line while he's yapping.
Yeah.
I mean, but Arnie, it's crazy. And again, I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer. I'm really not. It's just, if we're just going to instantly go back to normal.
Right.
Then it's almost like, well then what were the last 2 months for then? We're just instantly going to go back to normal. I'm all for phased reopenings and all that, but.
Well, did you see Dr. Fauci's, comments today?
Yes, I saw he apparently did a 180 on what he said.
He said, hey, we can't be inside. We got to get out. It's terrible.
Right,
the
you
economy.
Can get out, but you can get out in a bike path situation where you're separating yourselves from people.
He kind of did a 180.
Yeah, but if you put 60,000 people practically in each other's laps in a baseball stadium, is that a good idea now?
It's probably not a good idea right now, but what? 2 weeks from now? 4 weeks from now? 2 months from now? Stop me, because 3 months from now we are. 3 months, it's May, June, and July,
then let me ask,
August. So when do you want to do it? Because 3 months, we're doing it full-fledged.
Then let me just ask you this, then. And this is a question you're not going to know the answer to, and neither do I. It's going to get better sooner. We agree with that. And people, things are going to open up. Everybody's so worried about the second wave, and everyone's so worried about what might come later.
If there is a second wave.
Okay. Well, if there's not going to be a second wave, why are so many colleges now getting out, trying to get out of Dodge by Thanksgiving? They don't want students there when it's cold, when it's really cold, when it's bad weather, during flu season. So if colleges all around the country are starting to react that way, why do I all of a sudden think that it's okay to have 90,000 people at a Patriots game in January when it's 10 degrees out?
I don't think it's a lot of colleges. So far, I've only seen like 10 or less that were going to do the early and then end up a little bit right around Thanksgiving. And who knows if they don't walk that back. I don't think they will. Everybody else says we're good to go. Matter of fact, I saw a chart that listed the colleges by power conference and when they're starting, how they're changing, and if they're good to go. I think most people are going to stick with the schedule now. I think they're like, forget about it. I was concerned about them. Notre Dame, I believe, moved up their thing.
Syracuse, a lot of the ACC is done.
But I don't think it's all that many. So I'll be curious to see if it was an overreaction or if other schools are going to do it. I don't know, to be honest with you.
802-655-6672 there. That was serious. Yeah, I told you one serious thing an hour. So.
Right.
And Rich disappeared.
There you go. So this was a fun one going around social media. So I want to get the text line's opinion. 802-655-6672. If you could choose, would you rather live like the Jetsons or the Flintstones?
Reminder,
the Jetsons and Flintstones are TV are cartoons from the 60s. Yes. The Jetsons were a futuristic cartoon where everything was in the future. They had motorized cars that they flew around in. They were on conveyor belts. That's how they walked, was on conveyor belts. Incredibly technologically advanced. Flintstones were very primitive, prehistoric. Everything was done.
Stone.
Yeah, stone. They're
all stone.
Yes, they're carving and chiseling notes on things. So would you rather live like the Jetsons or the Flintstones?
I don't know, see how anybody would want to live like the Flintstones. One, the Jetsons, obviously, you mentioned the flying cars. You got the TV that pulls down, and you can see who you're talking to. Now, both bosses weren't very nice.
Mr.
Spacely was mean, and so was Mr. Slate, who was Fred's boss. But you know what? At least Fred had Barney. I don't know if Mr. Jetson had any really close friends that I remember it. They both had nice families, but you can get in that tube in the Jetsons and it would just dart you to somebody else's house. And that's what the coolest part is. I don't understand why you would ever want to be the Flintstones unless you really like to bowl with Fred, which is what he did a lot. And then they had the
Water Buffalo Lodge.
Water Buffalo Lodge, which I guess it could be fun also.
It's impressive. But
I love the Flintstones.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jetsons fan. I like flying around and going through the tube this is too creepy. What was the daughter's name? Betty or something like that?
Wilma and Betty were the wives.
Wilma and Betty were the wives in the Flintstones.
Bam and...
I can't remember
Pebbles, you're talking about the Jetsons.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was Judy.
Judy.
Jane was the wife. Judy and Elroy were
Elroy,
the kids.
Right. So Elroy was a cool kid. Judy was good looking. The wife was good looking. So both families were good. But you just didn't have a best friend. I got to go with the Flintstones. I like flying.
You got to go with the Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Excuse me.
I'm going Jetsons too. Do you realize George Jetson's work week consisted of 1 day, 2 hours? That was it. That's all he worked. I mean, you saw Mr. Spacely constantly in the thing. But according to Wikipedia, his work week consisted of an hour a day, 2 days a week is what it was. So he had a 2 day. Plus the fact that on the Flintstones, when your knees go, like mine have and yours inevitably will, it's a little hard to run your car.
But Fred had a gambling problem one time, and then you have to get on the Brontosaurus and work the construction pit. I don't know if I like that.
But you wouldn't like to eat like the Jetsons, okay? The Jetsons, it was like everything was like a pill.
Yes, that gave you. Yes, that was bad, but I lose weight that way.
That gave you your nutrients, okay? Yeah. It was like, oh, we're having steak tonight. Here's the white pill.
And do you want Dino or Astro from Nathan and Willis?
Astro was obnoxious. Always yapping.
No, that's Dino.
So was Dina. Weren't they both obnoxious?
I think they both
Astro spoke. Astro actually talked.
Well, he would, but full sentences or would just mumble or something? I don't remember.
Oh, no, Scooby-Doo talked.
Yeah, he would go, ruh-roh.
But I'm choosing the Flintstones. Technology has given us a lot of great things. Technology has also caused a lot of heartache for people.
Life was easier in Bedrock is what you're saying.
So I'm going with the Flintstones. I'd like I'd like to be cell phone-less. I'd like to be social media-less.
Sound like me.
I'm going Flintstones.
How about this is a deep thought from Jason Wilson. Read the fan theory about them being in the same world. Bedrock is the world after the Jetsons world ended due to catastrophe.
Wow.
Well, that's deep.
Wow.
I thought it'd be the other way around. But.
There was a movie, The Jetsons Meet the Flintstones, where they where they existed in the same universe, and they were all amazed at how the other side lived.
Dale said Arnie is Fred. By the way, well, wait. There, whoa. I think we're missing out on one thing, though. Didn't Fred could have anything in the world he wanted, right?
You mean George?
No, Fred. Fred Flintstone.
Okay. I would say no, he couldn't have had anything.
Yes, he had the great Gazoo.
Yes, but only for a little while.
Gazoo could grant him anything he wanted, right?
Right.
He was a Martian or something like that?
Yeah, he only had that for a little while.
Oh, because I would ask for millions of dollars and a nice new house, and Fred never got that from the great Gazoo.
And you never had to pay for gas because you were running to
everything.
Yes,
you were running to everything, right.
I'll say this, though. The Jetsons did have the better theme song. See, that's better.
Chris and Plattsburgh.
Chopsticks.
Wow, you guys have digressed.
Thank you, Chris. You come in and do the show on Tuesday.
You know, one thing we forgot. George had a maid. Arnie fits in perfectly with the Jetson. He goes to hang out on the couch, and you'd have Rosie the maid to bring you everything.
Oh, that's right.
Rosie was the, you remember, the computer
maid.
Sort
of robotic maid. Yeah.
But remember when Rosie's, I think she might have passed away because her sprockets were loose.
Oh, but spacely sprockets.
Yes, I know.
I don't understand
they fix that.
That.
Tristan Williston says, we'd have a lot of car accidents now with separate lanes for vehicles. Imagine the carnage with flying cars with no traffic lanes.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take the chance.
Sort of like around here where none of the lanes are painted, so everybody just smashes into each other.
802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead and jump on in. I just don't see how people want to go ahead and do the...
No, I'm being the Flintstones. I'm sorry.
I think I like the other way around.
I'm just impressed as a 30-year-old you've even heard of the Flintstones, other than as a vitamin.
I love the Flintstones. I love the Jetsons, too. By the way, it's amazing. The Jetsons only lasted one season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 months.
The Jetsons was a great show. It only lasted one... I have the DVD. I have the collector's item DVD of the one season for the Jetsons. I used to watch the Flintstones and the Jetsons every night. So my dad would work.
Night.
Yeah, it was on like late in the, like, I guess early in the, like, ours, 4 in the morning.
Ours was only Saturday morning cartoons.
Right,
My dad would work a shift until like 2 in the morning. So he'd get back home sometimes and like 4 a.m. he'd be up still and we'd be watching the Jetsons and Flintstones. He'd wake me up and we'd watch.
Jetsons went from September of 62 to March of 63.
Wow.
That's 6 months.
Not a lot of time there.
7 months.
All right, one final segment to go. Then we're on vacation, and we got a three-week weekend. Three-week weekend.
Just stop talking now. Turn this mic off.
I'm going to stop talking. We'll be back.
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, let me give you a couple of them. By the way, did you know Barack Obama and Brad Pitt are ninth cousins, by the way?
I did not.
Wow. Yes, you didn't know that? They're related.
They look just alike.
They're ninth cousins. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, how do you say his last name? Galuni?
That I don't know, but I know Massimo.
You know, Uncle Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Yes, I used to have a massive crush on her.
They're the ones that got their daughters into USC, along with some other people. They have settled, and I guess they're not going to go ahead and finish up the case or get to the case. He's going to get 5 months in jail.
Wow.
She's going to get 3 months.
At a country club.
My thing is this, though. I thought he wasn't going to get charged.
I thought she was the mastermind.
Yes, that's why I don't understand. He must have said, look, I'll give her less, put some of the blame on me,
right. And
I'll do the extra time. 5 months doesn't seem... I just did 2 months of house arrest. I think I could do 5 months.
Voluntary house arrest.
I think I could pull it off. What's coming up over the weekend, Brady? Let's wrap it up.
Well, tonight, it's game four. Clay Buchholz, I feel like he's going to pitch a strong game tonight for about 4 innings.
Yeah.
Sox and St. Louis, Game 4 World Series, 2013, first pitch, from Busch Stadium at 7 o'clock.
So that's 7 o'clock. First pitch is just after 7. Coverage starts at 7. Remember, Sports Saturday back on the air tomorrow. Welcome back, Jeff Paul, Austin Danforth, Aaron Wells. So they'll be back on 10 to noon. Have no fear, though. The Huddle Rewinds are still going on. Noon till 3, you will hear Monday's show. 3 to 6, Tuesday's show. Sunday again, noon to 3, will be Wednesday's show. And then 3 to 6 will be Thursday's show. Have a great and safe and happy holiday, everybody. We will see you on Tuesday.
See ya.